I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom! 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 Mommy! 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 Mama!
You're panicking!
Uh-huh! Join me, won't you?
I don't care if the entire cast of Eight is Enough comes out of there!
Is that chocolate or poop? Is that chocolate or poop?
It's chocolate.
What if that had been poop?
Oh, she's pregnant. Can't have a bunch of old pregnant bitches running around. That's crazy.
Not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Be bad moms.
Oh, I'm in.
Right?
Oh my gosh. Okay, this is exciting. I'm in.
Mom! Mommy! Mommy! Mama! Mama! Mama!
What?
Hi.
Fuck the wall. Bring me mine.
Hey, you don't like opening cold. You should have been recording that whole
thing. Okay, I'm recording now.
Oh, well.
Welcome to Mamas and Merlot, guys.
God, David, I can't even fucking, like, not even 2 minutes in.
It's not even 10 seconds in. We just started. So welcome to Mamas and Merlot. Fun, good times, guys. My name is Vanessa, and with me is Stephanie.
Hi. These microphone covers, like, I know they're new, but you know, like, when things smell new?
Mm-hmm.
Like, the smell's new. We got new mic covers, and they're color-coded.
They're very colorful.
Well, they're color-coded, so now everybody has their own.
Yeah, so we don't have to share germs.
Yeah.
And with us today, very special, because our Christy, our K-Cups, is sick.
K-Cups.
She's sick today, is this guy that I found on the street.
we went around and we, like...
We just started asking random people if they wanted to come be on the podcast. So, Nary Sines, welcome.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for being a willing participant.
Yes, you could have been watching Batman again.
What did you say that?
So today we are drinking. Well, Steph and I are drinking because Nary doesn't drink wine.
Boring.
We are drinking.
I don't drink alcohol in general. I like.
I know. Boring.
But she said I don't drink wine.
Well, because we are specifically drinking wine. If we were drinking Blue Long Island iced teas, you'd be having one.
Not past 8, honey. That's a lot of sugar. Sorry, no carbs, no sugar, especially past 8.
Can you guys hear me rolling my eyes?
You could hear it.
Okay.
I could hear it.
So we're drinking a sea glass Pinot Noir. It's from Santa Barbara County. It smells great. Very light. I like it.
Smells a lot of, like, vino. It's very winey.
That's, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't say Pinot Noir and not think about Titus.
I love Titus so much.
He's awesome. I finally caught up with Kimmy Schmidt. I'm very proud of myself.
I'm still in the middle of season 3 whatever the last one is.
Well, yeah, I finished it the other day. I like it. I enjoyed it. So so it's just the three of us today. Because, like I said, K-Cups is sick, and we missed her, and we hope she gets better soon. So what's up, guys? What's going on?
Hi. Are we going to talk about Stormy? Because we haven't recorded a new episode
we do.
Since
we should
that
talk
happened.
About, we should talk about Stormy. You want to talk about Stormy?
I don't know what this is.
Stormy.
Like, that sounds like a puppy that belongs to somebody.
Like, you're not far off.
Stormy is Kylie Jenner's baby.
Stormy Webster.
Boy.
Is... Kylie
Jenner's
adorable.
She's
super cute.
Oh my god,
cute.
She's so cute.
Who's the father?
Travis Scott, rapper Travis Scott. Mm-hmm. You listen to the hip hop. Do you know who this person is?
He's like new hip hop. He's like a mumble rapper. Because I'm out if he is.
I think so.
Let me Google.
That doesn't even sound very rapperish. Travis.
That's not even his real name. Like his real name.
That's his stage name.
His real name is Jacques Webster. Like Jacques, like the French way.
Right.
Webster,
as opposed to Jacques. The American? How would you spell Jacques in the, like...
J-A-C-Q-U-E-S is how he spells it.
Right.
And his stage name is Travis Scott.
That's ridiculous.
You're a rapper. You could have done way better than that.
Why would you want to go like... I want my name to be whiter.
Maybe we can have him on the podcast and ask him.
Can we have Kylie on the podcast?
Yeah,
I'd rather have Kylie on the podcast.
Yeah, I'd rather have Kylie on the podcast and bring some makeup.
Yes.
Yeah, Kylie, you're a mama now.
Yes, you're totally welcome on the podcast.
Not that you weren't before.
Well, yeah. I mean, anybody from that family is totally welcome. Even Rob.
I would love to talk to Rob. He's the one that would love to talk to.
What the fuck is wrong with him?
I would love to talk to him. He's the only one I can relate to. He's gained weight. Fucking put his drama out on social media. He's the only one I'm like, yeah, let's do. All right, this is normal.
You saw all
dude.
Those pictures of Black China that he.
I didn't see him.
I have them. Do you want to see them?
I don't. It doesn't matter to me. I don't care.
I don't know any Travis Scott songs. I'm looking.
I don't know any.
I don't know any of them.
The ones with the star. Spotify. The ones with the star on Apple Music are the hit songs.
Oh, I was looking on YouTube.
Let me go to Spotify.
Why do you?
I just Googled him to see like if it would come up. Travis,
like I at least Travis. Like at least Tyga, I knew, yeah, like he was on stuff. Like
yeah. Is Tyga?
No, it's
Tyga.
It's Tyga.
That's a joke. I said it with an A. Tyga with an A.
Oh wow.
Tyga.
Travis Scott. Here we go.
I don't see anything with a star.
I'll still show you something.
Popular. This is like his number one popular song according to Spotify.
Come on.
Where do you see the stars?
On Apple Music? Oh, you gotta go to the album. Maybe go to the album.
Okay.
Click on the album.
Yeah, it's a mumble rap.
And then I pick an album?
Pick an album. And then the ones with the stars. I get those songs every time you
come around, you ease my mind. Oh, here's one.
It's like
the worst.
So the stars are what? The singles?
Yeah.
Which one's that one? Oh, I have heard this song in Vixen. No wonder.
The only reason I know about hip hop is because of Vixen. Like new hip hop is because of Vixen.
This one's terrible.
You go to Vixen?
Yeah.
Not any. We haven't been in a while.
I know Vanessa hasn't been in a while. I'm asking about you specifically.
We would go together. Yeah.
I understand, but I'm saying that you still go because I know that she doesn't go anymore. I'm asking. I don't know your schedule.
No, because they moved. Like they basically moved all their. Is that Butterfly Effect? Is the other one that
this is Black and Chinese? Where's the sound coming from?
From the bottom, huh?
No, it's hard for us to get to Vixen now because they kind of took out all the individual classes from all the gyms around the city since they opened their own studio because they want everyone to go to their own studio. But their studio's in Wynwood. So, like, it's hard.
The hood, that's the hood.
Yeah, it's not exactly.
No, it's not about the hood. It's not about that. It's just hard to get there. I mean, I work in that area of town, so it doesn't really matter for me work-wise, but, like, if I didn't have, like, a kid and a family to get home to, I would go. But it's just at 6:30 in the afternoon, in the evening, like, I want to go home. You know what I mean?
I feel you.
So
I feel you, boo.
I feel you.
So the only time I would be able to go is Saturday mornings. We would be able to go is Saturday mornings. And
yeah,
it's tough. And you
they
know.
Only do one class on Saturdays?
No, they do Saturdays and Sundays. They do, I think, two on Saturdays and one on Sunday. They still do
like that's wasted
they still do
time.
They still do the Sunday brunch class. And
but I feel like that's wasted time. I feel like they could do more classes on a Saturday.
Well, but I don't think people are going to. No one's going to go to a workout class at 4 o'clock on a Saturday.
I don't know.
Not those ones that are scheduled classes. If it's like a CrossFit that you can come in and out whenever you want, then they would.
Even CrossFit doesn't do those on Saturdays.
No.
CrossFit.
I don't know how CrossFit works.
It's CrossFit has classes up until like noon or 11 that last until noon and that's it on Saturdays. And most boxes don't even open on Sundays.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
So. Alrighty. So that was your fitness minute with Mamas and Merlot.
Yeah.
But yeah, Stormy's really freaking cute.
She's very cute.
I think the first picture they... Was it Stormy or was it Chicago? No, she's cute.
She's really cute.
She's precious because she's a baby.
Have you told the listeners what that means?
No. Have I told the listeners about my word?
No, we haven't. We've said...
I don't want to put it out there.
It's the old word. That's the old word.
But I don't want to put it out there because I've said it to people.
You have a word.
Yeah, but I don't want to put out what my old word was.
Whatever.
I might bleep it.
You might actually go in and edit
it. I might actually go out and edit it because I might have offended some people. But yeah, I used to...
They put out a picture of Chicago first.
Yeah, okay, that's the one I was thinking about. They put out a picture of Chicago, and that one was with a Snapchat filter.
Right.
Which...
Well, Stormy has a Snapchat filter too.
Right, but Chicago had like the little pink bunny ears or teddy bear ears or whatever. And she's still really cute, but that filter just makes everybody like
extra distorts the
cute.
Face. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like it is a quote unquote cute filter. Mm-hmm. Like it's a cutesy filter. So we still haven't seen Chicago without a filter.
Who's Chicago?
Kim's new baby.
Oh.
Chicago West.
All right.
Do you know who Kanye West is?
I used to very much love Kanye West's music. I used to defend Kanye West's music
to Vanessa.
At the prime before he went completely like
crazy.
He
that crazy was probably always there.
No, I'm just saying completely crazy. Like that's like before he went to this whole like, oh, I'm a clothing designer that's gonna charge $1,000 for rags. It's like no boo boo. No.
He's charged $300 for a sports bra.
Yeah. But like even like when he was on the VMAs for Stronger, the song Stronger, Vanessa would hate him. Like hate on him, and I'm like,
I don't like that song in particular.
I would be the opposite. I would be like, you could hate the person because he's annoying and he's conceited. I get it, I understand. But I was like, that's incredible talent. I'm like, listen to the song. How do you like? We were watching the VMAs that year, and he was performing that song. I'm like, how do you hate that song? Like that's absurd. Like you can't even give credit to that song. And she wouldn't say that the song was bad, but she was like, I'm not gonna give him any credit. I was like, Jesus, like it was crazy. Like I used to defend, like I liked Kanye's music a lot back then.
Justice for Kanye.
And then he got to Yeezy, and then I was like, I'm out. That album was hot garbage, smelly hot garbage.
It was the worst.
What would you say his last good album was?
The one before that was it? Yeah, he had three really amazing albums: the College Dropout, Graduation.
I liked Kanye when he originally
and then
came
the following
out.
808s. Yeah, 808s. Yeah, that was amazing.
808s.
And then after
album.
That was Yeezy, and I'm like, done.
Yeah, but Black Skinhead is on Yeezy, and Black Skinhead is an amazing song.
I take your word for it, man. Oh no, he also did the one with Jay-Z.
Oh yeah.
So that was an amazing album. That was an amazing fucking album.
Watch the Throne.
Yeah. So.
See, I know hip hop.
I know the hippity hoppity. You know what?
I'm hip. I'm with it.
You own more than five albums in your life. Because if you don't own,
I don't buy albums. I've never bought albums.
I didn't.
I was a Napster downloader.
Me too.
And then BearShare and then LimeWire.
BearShare was the shit.
It was the best one. It was the one that worked the best for me.
All of them worked for me. They all gave me viruses. But I was like one of those guys that's like a dirty fucking whore that I was like, yeah, I'll take it, bro. I don't give a shit. It's like that guy that I was going to
what
the
mean was.
Like because I would always download the music. And I was like, I don't care if it's good. It's like that guy that goes into the free clinic and they're like, look, we're going to give you a penicillin shot, but be careful next time. Just wear a condom. Don't go to those slutty places.
And you're back 2 weeks
and
later.
You're like, I'm going to go back to those slutty places. So my computer guy would be like, look, bro, I fucking did everything. I had to reformat the computer. Just don't go back to BearShare. Don't go back to LimeWire. I'm like, yeah.
I don't understand those words that you're saying.
Got to go back to LimeWire. So just be prepared for my call next week.
But yeah. So what are we going to talk about
Chicago.
Next, guys?
Well... Now that since we're on the subject of the Kardashians, apparently Khloe has been getting a lot of heat because
shocker.
Every picture that she's taking, she's holding her or cradling her baby bump, which literally
why is that a problem?
Every pregnant woman does.
Why is
but
that
you
problem?
See it. I've seen the tweets. It's like, we get it. You're pregnant. Like those are literally the tweets that she's getting.
What the fuck is wrong with people?
They're stupid.
Like, I don't understand that. Like, why is... I get why Kylie kept her pregnancy secret. because that's bullshit. Like, that's so fucking stupid. What? Why are you huffing and puffing?
I didn't say anything.
And you have thoughts.
I do have thoughts.
Say. Okay, say that's your thoughts. Why listen, we're
here. If she's famous for nothing. She's mm-hmm. famous. Literally, this one is famous for nothing. At least Kim is famous for fucking somebody on camera. This one is famous for fucking nothing. So you take the good with the bad. You're fucking famous for nothing. You're rich as fuck, even more so than you already were. Tenfold than you already, because she was already rich before she got famous. Mm-hmm. Now she's famous and even uber more rich. Take the good with the bad. So what? You got fucking people hating on you because you got how many followers does she have on Twitter? For what? Because she doesn't do shit. It's unearned.
She's a TV personality.
Why is she a TV personality? Because your sister fucks somebody on camera. So let's be honest. She has all these millions of followers that love her and buy and download her app and make her even more money. Take the fucking good with the bad. So what? You get hate for fucking showing off your baby bone too much. Yes, that's stupid. People are stupid that hate on her for that.
I'm agreeing with you to a certain degree because
if she gets death threats, that's too much.
They do.
Oh no, I'm sure that she does. I'm saying, but like that's too much. But people that go, oh, we get it already enough. Please, I can't fucking like I. There's been times where I will post pictures of my kids on Facebook about oh, it's, you know, every new school year we all do it. Every parent does that whole. This is the
first day of school.
Blah blah. Or getting ready for the first day of school. It's 2 days away. Where's my kid gone? Blah blah blah. And it's like a whole week of like very, very basic pictures, right? Mm-hmm. That all parents do. And I used to, and I got, you know, a lot of those, you know, people who are comedian friends of mine who are not parents are like, all right, we fucking get it, Neri, Jesus. So I could only imagine what she's going through. Mm-hmm. However, I'm not fucking rich. Those same people who are making fun of me for posting those pictures didn't make me fucking rich.
Right.
So I kind of agree
with you to a certain degree. I think that like when you choose to be an entertainer or be in the industry in any capacity, whether it's through reality TV or because you're still an entertainer, like you're still a personality, you're still working in the industry,
a public figure.
Exactly. So I think that you have to take the good, which is why like I can't stand those people that like bite the hand that feeds them. And then like Megan Fox said something again recently that like I was very conflicted about. In as far as the industry goes, I was conflicted because she basically says that studios don't care about actors, and specifically women actors. And while I agree with that, and I agree with her stance, and I agree with her being able to speak up about that, like, did she not learn anything from what happened when she trash talked Michael Bay a couple of years back, you know? So there's shit like that that like I don't think that you should bite the hand that feeds you. But when it comes to your kids, that's where I think the line needs to be drawn.
But they're not about the kid, it's about the baby bump selfies.
But that's still,
it's not about the kid,
that still has to do with the kid. And when she's and in 3 months when she's posting pictures of her kid and she's posting
it's gonna be like, okay, we get it, you have a kid.
Yeah. It's going to be the same thing. The same thing that happened to you is going to happen to her.
A million times over.
Exactly. A million times over.
But I think that the fact that she's rich off of those same people, I think that's a different story. It's different. I don't agree with the fact that if you're an entertainer in any capacity, I think that's false. I think I don't agree with it. I don't know. I'm not going to say it's false. I think I don't agree with it because if you are an actor, an actress, a singer, you could literally hide behind the fact, and who knows if this is true, but there are people who say, I didn't want to get famous. I just wanted to make music. What the fuck? I don't need you hounding me where, you know, taking pictures of my kid when I'm walking down the street. All I wanted to do is make music. And that's a legitimate argument. Now, whether or not that's true, whether or not everybody would eventually say that. I just wanted to fucking act. Maybe. Maybe you just wanted to get famous. So everybody's individual case is different. Mm-hmm. But I don't believe, but at least those people that have a quote-unquote talent, and I'm saying quote-unquote because I'm trying to not be completely, you know, fucking one-sided against the Kardashians. But if you have a talent like singing or acting or whatever, or dancing, whatever it is you do, and you get ultra famous and people are stalking you and making fun of you and talking shit about you online, that's a bit different for me, because you can legitimately say it, dude, I just wanted to fucking tell jokes. Kevin Hart gets all this hate. He could be like, dude, I just wanted to fucking tell jokes. Take it easy, people. Mm-hmm. The fuck? I didn't sign up for this part of the gig. I signed up to make people laugh. I signed up to sing.
I didn't sign up for this part, but I think that you have to, but like you exactly like you said, you have to take the good with the bad when you do this. Mm-hmm. Bottom line.
When you get that money, that's all that matters, is when you get that money, because that's, I don't know. I just don't get it. Like,
I don't know.
Well, I'm not saying that people shouldn't say that because it's her. I just feel like that's such a stupid thing. It's a bitch about
any woman. That's
it's not about
ever...
who she is or like because she's a Kardashian or it's just like she's a fucking chick that's pregnant and she's holding her belly like every fucking pregnant person does.
Literally every woman.
Actually,
that's
no,
ever...
I didn't like doing that because I always feel like people when they put their hands under their bellies, it looks like they're holding their crotch because I have to pee. So I didn't like doing that, but. There's still pictures of me touching my belly.
But that's the point. Whether she put it under or over, whatever. She's posting a lot of pictures touching and holding her stomach, her belly, whatever.
As she should.
I didn't like doing that in posing for pictures at all, but that was just me. But I still did it. Because
it showed human reaction. It showed that you were human in some capacity. Because it showed people that...
My whole point is that
you didn't want to show cyborgs could reproduce.
Any woman on the face of this planet that has
just powering
ever been pregnant has done that exact same thing.
Yeah.
You know, so
it's,
like,
it really,
it's just so normal.
But it's just a matter of to what degree. How many of those pictures have you posted? You didn't post any.
I posted one.
Right, you posted one.
I posted
one. Vanessa didn't post any. So that, you know what I mean? If you guys got hate for that, that would be one thing. But if every single picture you post is... We make... Let's be honest. How many times have you looked at somebody's Instagram and made fun of their Instagram because every single picture is of the same XYZ? Every single picture is of food. Every single picture is of me.
Oh, look, she posted one without touching her belly.
Every single picture is, insert whatever blank here. Like, that's, we've all made fun of people who constantly do that.
Yeah, that's
like,
why you hate follow people.
Yes, yep. Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. Like, yes, it may be a dumb thing to bitch about, but it's something that we've all done to some capacity. We've all gone like, oh my God, another one, another picture with this fucking turtle shell. This guy, every turtle shell he picks up, he fucking takes a picture. Like, I'm just giving a fucking random thing here that nobody
who picks up turtle shell.
Nary picks up turtles.
I don't pick up. Well, I tried one time. I did not go over so well.
What do you mean you picked up a turtle?
Poor turtle.
Oh boy. So I was driving I think it was during lunch break. You were going back to work.
Yeah,
I was going out of work. I was leaving work. I know that. But I wasn't leaving. I don't know if I was leaving for the day. I don't think I was leaving for the day. And I was driving, and I see a turtle slowly trying to cross a very, very busy road. Like, it gets very busy. And I was like, oh, no, this turtle's not going to make it, dude. So I pulled a fucking U-turn, go back around, park my car. The turtle's literally halfway over through the road. And I'm taking it upon myself. I'm like, I'm going to be a hero. And I'm going to be a hero.
You're
going to
be Batman
and
save
a hero
the fucking turtle.
I'm going to be a hero for the animals, man.
You weren't the hero that turtle needed.
But you were the hero he deserved.
Not even.
So, actually, I was the hero he needed. I was not the hero he deserved.
this is true.
So I go to pick up the turtle. What I was going to do is pick up the turtle and move it over to the side of the road that he was going, walking
towards.
How
large was this turtle?
A hand. Like, okay. But I have a large hand. But it was, I don't know.
But it wasn't like a fucking...
No, it wasn't a tortoise. No, it wasn't a tortoise. Like, it wasn't, yeah. No, because nobody
would... It wasn't like a tortoise got out of the zoo
but nobody
some shit
would
like
run
that.
Over that. Nobody, everybody who's seen a tortoise walking down the street would fucking stop. Would be like,
right.
No, this is crazy.
Right.
You would run over... Going 40 miles an hour on this road, you would run over this turtle. Like, you wouldn't even think twice. If you didn't, you're an idiot. Because you should never swerve out of the way for a fucking small animal. Sorry.
Right.
So I was
great,
like,
now we're going to get, like, hounded by PETA. Thanks.
That was Nary. You can send all your hate mail to him.
What was his name.com?
This is the same guy who's literally telling you the story, in the process of telling you the story about trying to save this turtle's life, son.
Okay.
So I pick up this turtle. My goal was to pick up the turtle and move it to the other side of the road.
To the grass
where it's going, right? Where it was headed.
Is this on the highway or
it's
just
a regular
street?
It's a road.
It's not like a main road.
No, it's not.
It's a road that you would have to take to get to our building. Like, unless
right.
you work
but
in the buildings that are there.
Of traffic.
Yeah, because there's a lot of buildings.
Because it's like a corporate office area.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of offices around there. Okay.
And it's like, yeah. Aside from actual, yeah, there's a lot of fucking cars. And so I go pick up the turtle. What nobody tells you.
Is this when you were a good neighbor?
This is exactly
when he was
a good
neighbor.
I worked at State Farm.
Okay, well.
I don't work there anymore. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, well, okay, fine.
Fucking kiss a fat baby's dick. I don't give a shit about that place.
Lovely.
So then.
That was lovely.
So then I went to grab this turtle, right, with my hand, palm it. And the turtle fucking wigged out.
Was it a snapper? Did it have red on the sides of its neck?
I don't remember.
Because that's
it
a snapper turtle.
It did later. I'll tell you that much.
And they will fucking bite your finger off.
All right. So I went to go grab it, and it fucking wiggled, and it moved really fast. People that tell you that turtles move slow have never seen a fucking turtle actually move, because this shit fucking wiggled. And it, I got to be honest with you. Look, if I was prepared for the wiggle, I think I would have built myself up for it and be like, look, it's going to wiggle. This is what's going to happen. I could have grabbed it to a point where I don't think it would have been able to turn around and bite me, you know? That's not what happened. I was like, oh, I'm just going to pick this up gingerly. The turtle's going to go into a show. He's going to be scared. He's going to go into a show. Like the cartoon. And I'm going to place a show on the grass.
Franklin. Like, what are you
Franklin is a tortoise. I knew it was a Franklin.
Franklin is a turtle.
He's a
Franklin
tortoise.
Franklin the turtle.
No, Franklin is a
tortoise. The books are called Franklin the Turtle.
Oh, I was thinking about the Warner Brothers one. The one, the Looney Tunes one where they do the Bugs Bunny against. That turtle's
that's
also
a tortoise.
That's, he, yes, but he's actually, that's a tortoise in the
but
hair.
But he's called Franklin.
Right, no, but the actual, like, the books of...
Who are you talking to? Who are you talking to?
Harry doesn't read, remember?
That's right, Harry
but again, it's another Franklin, which is another story I could tell you. So, name confusion is a very big deal for me. So, anyways...
Gonna get there. So I heard about that shit.
I go pick up the turtle, and it fucking wigged out, man. It fucking wigged out. And I let it go, because I got scared. Yes,
of
I got
a fucking turtle.
Fuck you! I got scared of a turtle. I don't know what this turtle could do to me. This shit could be a ninja. You don't fucking know. You don't know.
Splinter was waiting for him in the grass. Like, that's what happened.
He was like, "My son, defend yourself the way I trained you."
Orange eye mask on.
It was. I think it was red because he was very aggressive, like Raphael, very aggressive. So I dropped the turtle. Right, I fucking let it go. I'm like, oh shit! And then he ran underneath my car. Ran, right. So I'm trying to fucking get it. Can't even see it anymore. But I'm literally in the fucking road on all fours under my car, looking under my car. So I realize at this point, Neri, you're on your fucking all fours. This is how you die. This is how you
for
die.
For a turtle.
For a turtle. This is how you die. People would be talking about this forever. People would be like, what the fuck was he doing on the side of the road under his four? Like, that would be a thing, right? Because there were no when they find my body, they wouldn't find
like,
a turtle.
At your funeral, like, we would all be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, everybody, how did I?
Everybody,
like, was
for
he
years,
drunk?
For years, everybody would be like, what?
Until we get the note from the turtle.
It was 3 o'clock in the afternoon. What could he possibly be doing on
until
the
until Leonardo fucking leaves a thing nailed to your fucking door.
So,
with a fucking, like, nunchuck. Not the
it's a katana blade.
Eso mismo. Leonardo, like a fucking sword in your door with a note.
Yep.
So
thank you for saving my life. I'm sorry,
sorry for your loss.
I will avenge his death one way or the other. So
I will find the car that hit him.
I'm on all fours and I'm looking under my car and I realize, Neri, this is dangerous, dude. Get the fuck up.
I'm so glad you realized that on your own.
I did. Well, because my initial thing was like, oh shit, the turtle. And then I was like, oh, come on, turtle, where are you? And then I was like, get the fuck up. This all happened within a matter of 30 seconds. So I get in my car and I'm thinking to myself, fuck, if I go, what if he's like in the line of a tire? So I don't want to fucking move. So I literally start revving my horn. It's like fucking, like, you know, whatever, to scare it, to fucking shoot out. I get out of the car again, go around, see if the fucking, if I can spot it anywhere in any direction. In any direction.
It's not worth this much hassle, dude.
So, see, and now people are going to be from PETA, are going to come after
That's
you.
That's fine, come
after
me. I don't fucking care. I challenged the Bayhive and they didn't come after me.
Yeah, they really didn't.
I don't really care.
I was
kind of hoping they would because that would have bumped our listeners.
I was very, like, worried about the turtle. So I was like, dude, so I started revving the engine, nothing happened, got out of the car, looked around, went back in the car, waited, probably, if I'm being realistic, I don't want to be like, oh, I waited 15 minutes. I probably waited, if I'm being real, like 4 minutes. But again, 4 minutes of sitting in your car doing nothing, it seems like a long time.
It's a long time, yeah.
So I was like, I don't know, man. So I kind of back up a little bit to fucking go back a U-turn to do whatever I got to do to make a, you know, that 3-point turn again. So I back up a little bit, slowly, and I'm like, all right, here we go. And I take off, and the moment I take off, I hear, oh no. And I'm like, is that, nah, that can't be. And then, so I fucking keep going forward, open
Did
my
you
door
turn
again.
Back around
the fucking turtle was
smushed. Bro,
blood everywhere.
That's so bad. I'm laughing. Of course he did.
I did. I sent it to her.
I would like to see this picture if you can still access it.
I'm sure it's somewhere. But he sent it to me. I was at work and then he called me. He's like, babe, Oh my God. So he's telling me the story.
Was he crying? Dave would be crying.
No, he wasn't. You weren't crying. No, I don't think he was crying, but the way he was telling me the story.
But I was really like, oh no. Like, it, like I went so out of my way to try to help this fucking turtle.
He was like, I legitimately did feel so bad. He was like, I feel so. And then, of course, I'm an asshole because I could. I was peeing my pants off. I'm an asshole too.
I would be like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
But why? The turtle was doing just fine without you.
It really was. In retrospect. It really was doing just fine without me.
So for like the longest time,
goes unpunished.
For the longest time, our hashtag was Team Turtle.
Team Turtle, yeah. Yeah, it was really bad. But I tried really hard to help the turtle, like I did.
He did.
Well. There was so much blood. I don't know. For some reason, because maybe the information that you get as a kid, you know, you think they have a hard shell, so they could for some reason take a being crushed by a car, but they can't.
Who told you that?
No, I didn't. I never thought that they could. I never said that.
Something that you learned at Dade County Public Schools.
No, I never thought to myself, could they take a fucking car? Like, I just thought, oh, because from predators, they go into their shell for protection from predators.
Yeah,
I never stopped to think
a predator is not a 2-ton car.
Okay, and
a
I never
like a hawk,
but I, but I never even that the hawks would fucking probably get it. It was a lot of blood, and I felt so bad, and I was like, fuck. So yeah, now that
you
one
didn't
I didn't
feel that bad. You took a fucking picture of it
because I wanted to show my story, like
dude,
beware.
For the longest time there was a big old stain on the road.
It was there was so, the oh my god
was.
Because it was
drive by
no, because
that
you had to drive by
constant reminder.
But here's the thing, because nobody ever picked it up, it was one of those things where it just got run over so many times
that it disappeared,
that it just fucking went into, like, you know what I mean, like every car that ran over it from then on just took a little bit of piece of it with it, like, just because it's one of those. It was
no,
just,
I understand what you're saying.
It wasn't like a dog that the county would come and pick up. The county's not going to spend money on picking up a fucking turtle.
They also don't spend money on picking up the chickens your dog kills in the driveway.
That's true. So that's what I was, and so we had to see the spot. Every fucking time leaving out of work, we have to see the spot.
I think if you look really closely, it's been like at least 3 years.
Well, I left the company 3.5 years ago. It would be 4 years in August. August 29th would be 4 years.
Yeah. I feel like if you drive by and you look really close, you can still kind of see a little shadow.
I don't know. I haven't been there in a long time.
Hashtag Team Turtle. I drove by there the other day to take something to Christy. I was looking for it.
So
speaking of...
R.I.P. Turtle. R.I.P.
Oh, poor Franklin. Can I put Nary A. Signs, turtle murderer, on your grave?
You know, you want to know something really bad?
He had good
intentions. You want to know what's really bad? So when...
Christy, let's make him a vinyl. This is turtle murderer.
Oh my God, yes.
I'm still waiting for my Superman vinyl. So
yeah, seriously.
No, we're all waiting.
Her list keeps growing and growing. Like, you're never going to finish, Christy.
Yeah. She hasn't started. That's the problem.
Exactly.
So, I did. There was one time I used to drive to Marco Island quite often because Marco Island had a comedy club back then. Now it's moved to Naples, but they used to hire me every month, 1 week in a month, like every month, which was great because
I need stretchy pants. I'll be right back.
15 minutes away.
Marco Island
from Naples.
Who said anything about Naples?
Because you said, like, you just said, oh, now it's in Naples. Like,
oh,
if
now
it's
in,
like,
Naples. No, it's not 15 minutes.
Exponential,
it's not.
Difference.
It's a half hour difference. It's a half hour
it's
drive.
It's a big difference.
Yes, it is. When you're driving an hour and a half, and now you have to drive 2 hours each way, that's a big difference.
Did they used to put you up?
No.
Oh.
And you drive back every day. You know, that makes a big difference.
Okay. No, I thought they put you up.
No. So, anyway, but I was very thankful, and I still am very thankful that they used to book me one week in a month every month for like 5 or 6 years. For a long time, they really did. They were like, there was a moment there where they were the only ones that were hiring me every month, like every guaranteed work. So I could, like, oh my God, like, it was very helpful. With that said, I would take 41, take Tamiami Trail.
Right.
All the way down to...
Last time I drove to Marco Island, that's how we did.
So that I would take that every single day. And I knew all, like, where the cops were. Like, I knew all the speed traps.
It takes you, like, through the Indian Reserve.
The Indian Reservation, right. And so I know all of it, right? I don't know if Vanessa wants me to say this part of the story.
Just say it. She's not here.
No, I don't know if she wants me to say this part of the story.
Like, she won't.
There's a part that includes her, and I don't know, like, her personal life, and I don't know it.
If it was Rubro, I would just tell you to do it, but it's not.
But it's not. I don't know. Where did she go to the bathroom?
I don't know.
Hold on. Please hold.
I know that.
All right. All right, so she's back, and now I got permission to talk, because apparently she said this. So years ago...
Last week's episode, I said it.
Yeah. Oh, so years ago, Vanessa and I had a miscarriage, right? Right after, it was before our first child, right after the miscarriage, like it was like a week after the miscarriage, I'm driving a Mark Weiland down fucking Tamiami Trail, and...
Is that when this was?
Yeah.
Am I thinking of the same story you're about to tell?
I don't know.
I don't know.
So I'm driving, and I see... As I'm driving, it's late at night, and I see a raccoon crossing the road. I'm going 80 miles an hour, man. I see the raccoon well ahead of me. The fucking guy, the raccoon, stops right in my lane. Like, he was running across. He was running across. He stopped right in my lane, looked at me. We made eye contact, and then, boom. And for, I'm shit you the fuck not, cried. I was like, oh. It's a life. And I was very
emotional. But that was around the same time as the turtle.
It was right around the same time frame.
I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Yeah,
it was right around the same time frame.
Because, well, I'm probably going to get in trouble for saying this, but whatever. Not that one life is more valuable than the other, but I think for us being mammals, another mammal is like slightly more relatable.
And it was cute.
And raccoons look like little
thieves. Like if it was a possum... I don't know.
Possums are fucking awful.
Are they? They're mammals.
No, they're not. They're marsupials.
Marsupials. That's right.
They are marsupials because they carry their young in pouches, and that's the difference between a mammal and a marsupial. Mm-hmm. That's like one of the.
But they still suckle on the mammary glands.
They do, but that's like the only difference between a marsupial and a mammal.
Didn't we have this conversation?
No. Don't marsupials lay eggs?
No.
No. A platypus lays an egg, and they are considered a marsupial.
Because remember, we had that conversation. We literally This is one of our
Is it a marsupial?
This is one of our. No, we did. We looked it up. This is one of our conversations that we had, our pillow talk. And I thought about how ridiculous a platypus was. Like, is it a fucking duck? Is it a mammal? What the fuck is it? And we couldn't.
Might be a mammal, but it lays eggs. Because I don't think it has a pouch. I don't think platypuses have pouch.
Platypi.
Is it?
No.
I think it is.
I think it's just platypus. I think it's like moose. I think it's just
meese.
Spelled with a Y. It's fucking even the name is spelled weird. It's just a fucking mix. It's like
I think
a
it is
bag.
A mammal, but they lay eggs because the difference between
marsupials are mammals, and like all mammals, they are warm-blooded vertebrae which breathe using lungs rather than gills, and are covered with skin, fur, or hair.
Yes,
mammals, including marsupials, suckle their young on mother's milk.
Yes,
hence the mammal.
But marsupials with
marsupials are mammals with pouches. No, I don't think possums have pouches.
Yes, they do.
I know they carry their babies on their backs. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the historically accurate movie. You're right. The documentary, Ice Age. Yes, we've
Ray Romano. Seen.
Yes, the talking mammoths. Of course. Why didn't we think of that movie immediately as when we were referring to our scientific facts? Of course.
Yeah, I can think about that. It has fucking possums in it.
Yeah. Because they're fucking possums.
Deliverance has possums, too.
Deliverance. Shit.
That's a whole different movie, though.
Look, platypus
it's also a documentary.
Platypus is a semi-aquatic egg-laying mammal.
Yes, because that's what... Yes, hold on. There's a song for that. Give me one second. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're endemic to Eastern Australia, including Tasmania.
Yeah, I know they're Australian. So the purpose of the pouch is because marsupials give birth... Like, they basically give birth to, like, a premature... baby, if you want to call it that, and then
it's one of the five extant species of monotremes that the only mammals that lay eggs instead of giving birth to live young. The animal is the sole living representative of its family and genus,
yeah.
Through a number of related species appear the fossil record, blah blah. Yeah.
So male possums are called jacks, and females are called jills.
I don't know what this is.
It's giving me some verb.
Oh, that's right. He's a semi-aquatic egg-laying mammal of action. That's right. He's a furry little flatfoot
who'll never flinch from a fray. Please don't come after us, Disney.
I think it should be like 30 seconds. That's it.
He's got a 47
seconds. Yeah, 30 seconds, I think, is the...
It's seven.
Don't get me...
Okay. Don't get sued is 7 seconds.
No, here's the reason. Here's my thought process behind that.
Yeah, but your thought process is not the legality, so...
Here's the thought process behind that, because iTunes plays you a 45-second clip for free. And if awesome. You have iTunes at home and I have iTunes here, if I'm playing the clip from the iTunes on the podcast, what's the difference between somebody at home playing their own iTunes?
But so I pay for illegal? Spotify.
That's not Spotify. I'm talking about iTunes specifically.
Right, but I pay for Spotify and I look up the song on Spotify.
But if you go to iTunes,
right? But we still can't play it.
Whatever.
That's what I count. That's why I always play, like when we do music episodes on Geekmore, I always do like play the sample from iTunes because everybody can listen to that same sample on their iTunes. So that's what I do. Anyways. So yeah,
young possums are referred to as joeys, just like their Australian cousins. And a group of possums with an S, is called a passel. You're welcome.
What's a group of platypus?
I was like finding out what the like groups of animals are called.
Let's see.
Just like that Brian Regan bit. Moosin. Moosin. Moose eye.
Brian Regan. Never mind.
Oh, he went to your school?
No.
Sorry.
You're definitely editing this episode.
I just said the name of the school. I didn't say whose school it was. I could have said the name of the school. Nobody had to know.
Right.
That's true.
But now, because we made a big fucking deal, now I gotta go edit it.
You still haven't said whose school it is.
Yeah, but we made a big deal about it now.
So what?
Now it means something.
But they don't know what it means.
Okay.
We're going back to this. You're proving your own point by disproving. I don't know. Whatever. Okay. So it's an egg-laying, duck-billed, beaver-tailed, otter-footed mammal.
Yes.
It baffled European naturalists, as it should. As it fucking should. Anybody who sees a platypus goes, what the fuck is that? That should be the immediate response.
Yeah.
What the fuck is this?
It's a platypus.
Yeah,
exactly. But we all know what it is because of Phineas and Ferb. So.
That's exactly what we all know what it is. That's Stephanie gets all her scientific data from Disney Channel. No, because I say
that's right. Blue Sky. You're right.
So
you're absolutely right.
Animated shows, from animation. That's where you get your. She's still very confused over the Croods. She doesn't understand why.
I've never seen the Croods.
The Croods is amazing.
You need to do yourself a favor and watch it. It's fantastic.
Your son would fucking love that shit. Because all these crazy animals come out. They're like, they do
and it's
mixes,
so colorful.
And it's so colorful. It is bananas.
Speaking of my son.
I mean your husband. The colors would wow him.
Speaking of my son and...
A group of platypus isn't called anything because platypus are solitary animals.
What do you mean?
Like they wander alone.
So they never go out.
They don't
out.
Congregate.
They're lone wolves.
They're lone wolves.
They don't congregate. They don't have a
lone
wolf pack.
They're not lone wolves. They're packs. But they have to have family.
They do, but like a lot.
Oh, so they just lay eggs and leave the eggs?
There are a lot of mammals.
Okay.
There are a lot of mammals that raise their young to a certain age and then the young leave and they never.
I understand, but in that meantime, they have to be caught something.
No, because it's just probably just one on one. It's probably just one to one. They don't congregate in a group. That's not the most rare of occurrences.
I'm not saying it's a rare occurrence. I'm saying for mammals, they usually do have.
They do, but
mammals.
It's a fucking platypus that is already defying the laws of science and physics.
Listen, God was clearly high. God was clearly high when he made the platypus.
He's like, how can I fuck with humans?
Make a best of. Get the fucking remix out, son. Make the best of. What do we have? An otter? Put the tail of that shit. Yeah, that'd be great. A beaver, right? Put the tail of a beaver, the teeth of an otter, like fucking the bill of a duck. Jesus Christ! It's like just mix it all up, man.
It has like web feet.
I love the fact. You know what?
They're so cute, though.
That's what God
did. Adorable.
God got all these animals in his playlist, and then he hit the shuffle button. And that came out the fucking platypus.
No, you know what he did? He did the spin art. A little bit of this. Platypus.
Platypus, motherfuckers. Have fun with that, European naturalist.
So speaking of my son and watching new movies, David for a while has been trying.
Your husband.
Yes, not my sons. They know this. Our listeners know who my people are.
Yeah, but you're... Okay. Not telling you how to do your job. I'm just saying you may have a new listener this
you're,
week.
That you know what? Fine. I don't like saying that you're right, so I won't, but whatever.
Okay, I put platypus reproduction. I got a picture of Perry with his girlfriend.
That's hilarious.
Because there's another secret agent platypus, and it's a girl.
Oh, thank you, Google.
So David, my husband, wanted to show Lincoln, my son. He's been trying to show him the Land Before Time for like a really long time because Link likes dinosaurs. So I mean, what, like, little boy doesn't like dinosaurs, really? But
it's true.
Because David, being David, wanted to show him Jurassic Park first. And I'm like...
Oh, Sophie loved Jurassic Park.
Sophie loved Jurassic Park. At three, loved Jurassic Park.
I don't doubt that Link will love Jurassic Park. He doesn't get scared. Actually, I was showing him the Chamber of Secrets the other day, and it was the scene in Nocturne Alley when, like, the hand grabs Harry, and he... flipped the like he was
like
sitting,
scared or like
yeah scared, like he was sitting on the edge of the couch, and then that, and I was sitting like a couple inches away from him, and he jumped back and into my lap, and he was like, what is that?
What is happening?
He doesn't get scared easily. He really doesn't. He's got like,
yeah, his favorite movie is House of a Thousand Corpses. We get it. We understand. It's fucking very, very different child. It's respect, great, he's amazing. I'm just saying,
whatever,
doesn't get scared easily.
I think that Jurassic Park is a, my point is, I think Jurassic Park's a little much. That's for a 3-year-old.
House of a Thousand Corpses is cool. Jurassic Park, whoa,
he's never seen House of a Thousand Corpses.
Well, right? Now you ruined the joke. Now people don't know that
joke killer.
Jesus, the worst, the worst. No, she got mad at me for showing Sophie Jurassic Park. She goes, I want to see the dinosaurs.
I'm terrified of dinosaurs.
David asked me the other day, he goes, do you think that Lincoln is too young for James Bond? I'm like, yeah, yes. A guy that runs around just having sex with people, with random women, and murdering everybody.
Not random women. Yes. Women that want to kill him. They're not random.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Fine.
You're right, but you're right.
A guy that goes around having sex with a bunch of women and killing people? Sure. Yeah, he's not too young for that. Seriously, dude.
Yeah, but he doesn't understand the whole sex scene. They don't show. It's not like they don't show graphic sex scenes.
They don't. No, James Bond really has never shown.
Does he have sex with people named like Pussy Galore?
Yes. Yeah, he does.
3-4-year-olds don't need to be hearing those kinds of names.
Pussy Galore.
Yeah, let's send him to his Catholic school so he could be like, teacher, my new name is Pussy Galore.
Why would his name be Pussy Galore?
I don't know. That's something a 3-year-old would say.
Why would he pick a girlfriend and have a Pussy Galore?
Because he doesn't know, Nary. He's not thinking.
He's
like
a smart kid. He understands context clues. He understands
Pussy Galore would be too fucking smart. Yeah. I don't
trust him. I got in trouble because she wanted to. Because when Jurassic World came out,
it's very warm.
Which one did she see first, babe?
The most recent one.
Yeah, she saw Jurassic World. And
am I going to be pointing at?
I don't know.
She saw Jurassic World.
There's lots of stuff on this
TV. And she was like, I want to see the dinosaurs. I'm like, oh, you want to see dinosaurs? And Vanessa was like, you're staying up with her at night when she has nightmares because you're fucking crazy. I can't believe
because
she walked in the movie had already started and it was already too late. Like, we can't take away the movie at that point because dinosaurs already had to happen. And she was like, she was fucking into it, man. And this was a time where you couldn't show her anything that's not animated. There was no way. She was super into it, and we watched it for the next 3 or 4 days. We watched it every day. We just watched it for the next, and that was, she had no nightmares. Not a single nightmare.
No, she loved it. She watched it a lot.
Well, I successfully introduced Harry Potter, and he's been on a rotation of the first three. I won't go past Prisoner of Azkaban.
Yeah.
I don't think that he's ready for...
Well, not only that, but... Nary brought up a good point, because I wanted to go through all of them with Sophie, and he's like, you should let her grow with the movie.
Well, yeah, there's that part of it
And you
also
should let her crave... like, more.
He's
like,
asking for it. Yeah, you should. Like, he wants.
No, but I'm not talking about like for a month or two. I'm talking about like, think about this. The movies, when they came out, you as fans were like, oh my God, I can't wait for this. Like, that should be the same anticipation with him. If you show it to him all at once, why I don't show.
Platypus are so weird.
Yeah, they are, man. Yeah, they are. So we should, like, I think I do the same thing with like with Harry Potter and like, like any movie that has like a continuation,
like a long series,
I'm like, nah, I want my Jurassic World. My initial instinct was like, bro, let's go back to see the originals and we see all of them. And I was like, you can't do that, man. You've already stuck it to Jurassic World. You gotta let her grow out of this and then go back to.
Well, there's that. I do want him to grow with the movies, which is why I was hesitant to even like let him watch them to begin with. I wanted him to be a little bit older, and I wanted to make sure that he understood what was going on. But I showed him Sorcerer's Stone, and he got it. Like, he understood that like the bad guy was Voldemort, and that Voldemort killed Harry's parents, and he understood that Voldemort was in the back of Professor Quirrell's head. Like, he understood. Like, spoiler alert. Do I really have to spoiler alert Harry Potter?
Yes. Yes, because somebody will get mad.
So, but he understood it. He understood that there were ghosts. He understood that there were floating candles and there was magic and that you could transform into other, like a human could transform into animals. Like, You know, he understood it. So I'm going to stop there. But he's asking me for Goblet of Fire. And he's like, I have to wait until I'm older. And I'm like, yeah, I don't think that you're prepared for Cedric Diggory's deck.
Spoiler alert.
Like, he's, you know, outside of, he's ever seen, I don't think he's, no, that's not true because he's seen Star Wars. I was going to say, I don't think he's seen a non-animated movie where there's death, but he's seen Star Wars. So
no.
There's a death in Star Wars? Like, they show it, is what I'm asking. Do they show it, I'm trying to remember.
Did you not watch
Force Awakens, man?
Yeah.
Force Awakens.
Show Han Solo.
Did he see Force Awakens? I thought he just saw.
He has seen Spoiler Force alert. Awakens. He's seen Empire Strikes Back. He's seen Return of the Jedi.
I thought he only saw the original trilogy.
No. He has seen the original trilogy and Force Awakens.
And Force Awakens.
He hasn't seen.
He actually started with Force Awakens.
Okay. But we don't really know if he's dead, though. Right?
I mean.
We don't know.
I guess, but, you know, we just had a sequel to that and he wasn't there. So, you know, whatever. But
there's another one coming.
Whatever.
Anyway. Okay, guys. So the male platypus takes no part in caring for its young.
Fucking platypus. Go on.
And then after they meet, he retreats back to his own burrow. And then this goes on to describe the female, how she maintains the burrow. Blah, blah, blah. Apparently, female platypus have a pair of ovaries, but only the left one works.
Why
do they have two?
That's why I said platypus are so weird.
That, you know, it's probably, and this is just like a science.
The right one, I think, is when it gets fucked by otters.
So, you know,
that one makes otter babies.
Oh my god! What if it could fuck other like species that it's mixed with?
Like ducks?
Like donkeys and fucking
donkeys and horses
could fuck.
But they are the same species.
That's what I'm saying. So it's a platypus.
They're not the same species, they're the same genus. So that means that when they're in the same genus they can mate. So that's like why lions and tigers can mate.
And bears are mine. Come on, man. That's a musical reference. You're not gonna give me credit for that? And it's a literal one as well.
Okay, so
one that I've read.
It lays 1 to 3 eggs.
The only one you've read.
That's not true.
Usually false. 2 small leathery eggs, and the eggs develop in utero for about 28 days. And only about 10 days of external incubation. And then she feeds the babies for like 3 to 4 months, and then they kind of just go off on their own.
Wow. Dirtbag mom, huh? Jerry.
And they're also born with teeth.
Platypus. What the fuck, man? Holy shit. It's the weirdest fucking animal on the planet.
A platypus is born with teeth, but these teeth drop out at a very early age, leaving the horny plates it uses to grind food. Thank you, Wikipedia. That was very helpful.
Like, Wikipedia is not a legitimate source. Oh, my God.
All right, well, we learned something about platypi today.
Platypi.
You think you learned something about
platypi. I learned something about platypi today.
Platypi.
So anyway, going back to the whole dinosaur thing.
Oh yeah.
I came home from work yesterday and I walk in and I see Dave like mid cry, which is not an unusual thing. I was
like,
thing.
That's like a normal everyday.
That's not an unusual thing, but
could have been a cleanish commercial.
I just needed to investigate why it was happening, and then.
Did you do this when you walked in? You see him cry. Did you go, "What now"? Are you like that abusive husband that walks in and be like, "Oh, what the fuck now, woman"? Like, you just did you say that?
Don't call me abusive. That's not nice.
Okay, sorry. It's totally accurate. But did you say that? Oh. Did you say something to that extent?
Shots fired.
Shade. Did you say it?
Crossfire.
You get caught in the
shots fired. Shots fired by Milton Bradley.
We need more of these mic stands. This is really
good. Yes. That, why do you think I use it all the time?
My plan is to sooner rather than later is get 4 legitimate like studio mics and 4 stands for that purpose.
Okay.
Like, yeah.
Cool.
But each mic is like $150.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
But that's my plan, my goal.
Send money.
Shots fired. Ask it for money.
Well, this one's only $12.
Ask it. It's not a studio mic.
No, the stand.
The stands are very affordable. Yeah, yeah.
They're set on Prime.
So I looked at the TV and he's watching The Land Before Time. And it's not only that he's watching The Land Before Time, it's that he's watching The Land Before Time. I'm not going to give too many details because I know that you say that you don't remember anything about it.
I know somebody dies. That's obvious. It's a fucking kids movie. Somebody always dies in a kids movie.
So So it's the scene where Littlefoot's mom is like protecting them from the predators.
Right, right.
And Littlefoot is a
Stegosaurus?
No, not a stegosaurus, a brachiosaurus. Brachiosaurus. So
the ones with the really long
necks. Yeah, right. Bronchi. I knew which one it was. I just didn't know the name of it.
They're not carnivores. They're omnivores. So they're not predators.
For those of you listening on the podcast, they are the ones that sneezed on the original Jurassic Park. They're the ones that sneezed on the kids and Sam.
Yes.
Anyways, go ahead.
So I knew what was coming. What was coming, like within the next 10-15 seconds, right. And I was like, nope, fuck it, because I'm not mentally prepared for this since probably I was maybe 5 or 6, 7 years old, and I'm 31, and I was just not, I didn't know if it was gonna affect me the same way as it did when I was a kid, so I was like, I'm not doing it. So I went outside and I sat and I watched HGTV and I fought with Joanna Gaines over why she got rid of a clawfoot bathtub, because you don't get rid of a clawfoot bathtub, but whatever.
Clawfoot bathtub.
They're the bathtubs that have little legs.
Oh,
do you actually? Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Those are very easy words. Bathtubs that have little legs. That's very easy.
Yes, but it's called a clawfoot bathtub. No, but
she was like, "Do you understand what that means now?" Like she was about to pull up pictures.
I didn't
like
say,
if I couldn't comprehend bathtub with legs on them.
So I was just not prepared, because like the only other, I think like he's never seen Bambi, so I think the only other, like,
has he seen Dumbo?
Oof.
Yeah, but she doesn't die.
She doesn't die in Dumbo.
Yeah, but it's still
but
sad.
It's even sadder.
No, Dumbo kills me, dude.
No, Dumbo's even sadder than Bambi, because
she's locked up. And she can't, like,
she still loves him and cradles him.
No, I know. It's no, stop it. I can't. God, I'll cry right now. Him. Stop it.
And then that lullaby that she does to him.
I used to sing that to Link when he was a baby.
Oh my God.
Stop. I'm gonna cry.
I wanna see this.
No.
This
no, that's not. But I think
he wrote that because his mom passed away. Walt Disney wrote that when his mom passed away.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was great.
So I think the only other, like,
that's why the elephant was white.
Parent death that he's seen is Mufasa.
Right.
Which is another tough one. Like, Mufasa doesn't get easier to watch, I don't think, either. But I've just seen Lion King so many times that, like, I'm just kind of desensitized to it. But it's still, like,
it never made me even cringe. I was like, oh, he died, okay. And I was the prime age for that. I wasn't a child, but I remember.
I was a kid. I was in seventh grade, eighth grade
when Lion King came out on video. And I remember watching this multiple times. And I remember kids next to me crying, bawling. And I was like, yeah, I don't. Okay. Like, I never made fun of anybody for crying. Like, I wasn't that asshole. But I definitely was not a cry. Like, at that scene. Again, I cried at other times. In sixth grade, I cried during Jim Carrey's The Mask. Yeah. No, I fucking cry.
Seriously,
what part of The Mask is cry worthy?
So this is what happened. Okay. This is what happened.
Vanessa's face is great right now. I wish you guys could see it.
What did I marry?
This is a scene. You know what? You marry somebody who appreciates cornbread.
I was gonna say I married somebody that doesn't like cornbread.
Yeah, so. Very true.
So fuck, you know, be glad.
Guys, if I blink 3 times really fast, it means to get me out.
Yeah, get me out. So in the movie The Mask, there is a scene with him in jail. He goes to prison.
Yes, right? I remember.
And then his dog Milo.
Yes,
is outside. Barking.
Yes, with the mask.
With
yes.
the mask. No, no. This is before he gets the mask. This is right. So he goes. I'm condensing the scene. So he goes, leave Milo, go find another owner, one that could take care of you, because I can't take care of you. Get out, just leave. And then Milo lays down, puts his head in between his legs, and starts whining, starts crying. Right? That scene doesn't seem like much to you, but my dog got ran over the day prior to me watching that movie.
Well, that's different.
And so that scene to this day, I saw The Mask probably like 4 months ago on a mm-hmm. cruise ship, and legitimately I got choked up with that scene. I didn't cry because I didn't let myself, but I had to fight back.
Stop yourself
fight back the tears. Because my dog was my first dog as a child, and I saw her on the street run over. Like,
oh, that's,
that,
yeah.
Yeah, that's,
that was
that's
the thing.
A, that's
and I was,
different.
And I, yeah, well, again, I'm explaining to you why this is the situation. Yeah, so you're talking to a guy who's cried at The Mask. I was watching The Lion King, like, really? Okay. like, again, I never judged anybody for crying, but I was like, I think at one point I tried to make myself cry, like, oh, I'm gonna be one of these people, but I was like, nah, man, I just don't feel it. I don't give a f- I didn't, not that I didn't care about Mufasa, but I didn't love him enough. They didn't build him up enough, like, throughout the movie. He was only there for 10 minutes. So, you know what I mean? It wasn't like he was there for half the movie, and then I'm like, oh, I'm already emotionally attached. I'm like, all right, it's been 10 minutes. Take it easy. They had one cute scene together. All right, we get it. So.
And you say I'm heartless.
But Dumbo, that's a different story.
Bro, Dumbo.
Brave.
Dumbo, some serious
Brave.
Shit.
Brave, bro.
Brave gets me
oof, every time.
Every time.
Single time, bro. Dude, the other day, you know, the other one that gets me is fucking Tarzan, and it was on last Saturday.
Tarzan is the worst.
Oh, my God. There was a time where that's all, there was like 2 weeks time span that's all Sophie would watch.
Yeah, Sophie, that show was a gorilla.
And we fucking, I would cry. Bro, I love that movie. I'm one of those people that's like, Tarzan
is
the most
so underrated,
yes. Disney movie. And bro, I fucking cried a lot during
Dude,
Tarzan.
Dude, like my two movies like throughout my pregnancy that were like my movies that I related to, like being pregnant with a boy and whatever, were Tarzan and when Link was little, were Tarzan and Dumbo. Dumbo was the theme of my baby shower. Like it was like that. Jesus. Why are you laughing at me? Why is that funny?
It's, you know, it's here because it's
there's an elephant, pregnant lady, fat joke.
Yeah, that's just like it just lends itself to it. Like it's just like I as
not that I find it funny, but
I'm sorry, as a fat dude, I'm just saying immediately I think pregnant women.
Please try to defend this.
I'm not defending this. I'm explaining what happened. I'm explaining my thought process. When you think of a pregnant woman, the theme should not be, in my opinion, so elephants or hippopotamuses.
It wasn't
or
elephants. It was like more. It was more circusy.
Okay. I'm not judging you, man. I'm just saying that's immediately, you know, that didn't cross your mind at all. If you went to a baby shower, another person's baby shower that's not yours, and their theme was elephants or hippopotamuses, you wouldn't immediately be like,
no, because it wasn't elephants or hippopotamus. It was circus.
Okay, but that's what you said. You said Dumbo.
Well, it was like, it was the Dumbo circus. Okay. It was the Casey Jr. Right. like Dumbo circus, and okay. I had like the baby mine and like that whole thing.
Okay.
That was
the baby mine?
That's the name of the song.
Oh, okay. I watched the first time I watched Tarzan as a father broke me beyond belief, because that song that she sings to him, when you're a parent, it's vastly
very
different.
So we grew different. Up listening to that song because that song was on the radio all the time. Yeah. All the time.
And I saw Tarzan in theaters. I saw Tarzan in theaters.
I didn't.
And I was a teenager.
Because Tarzan came out in a time when I was like 12 or 13, and I was like, yeah, I had like a blip in my age
if
where
you
I
were
was like
12. I was 17.
What did it come out? 99.
Yeah, I was 17. Definitely.
Yeah, 99. I was 13. Yeah. So but I had like a blip from like probably 12 to 14 where like everybody has that like
I'm too cool for school.
Like I'm too cool for Disney. So like I'm too old for Disney and Disney's for babies or whatever.
I never had that. You know why? Because I never went to Disney as a kid.
See, I went
so
all the time.
So I experienced Disney for the first time at 14, 15. So I was like, this is the, like I embraced it with fully, wholeheartedly. I was like totally.
So I went all the time, and then around 15 is when my family had like started having like financial issues. So I didn't go for a long time. So then like as I was getting to be like an older teenager, I was like, fuck, like why was I an asshole and like went through this phase of like, oh, Disney's like too young. Well, anyway, I'm like digressing, but
it's called mom's digressions.
Well,
mama's digression.
Well, anyway, So last Saturday, Link and I were by ourselves. Like David was doing something, my parents were doing stuff, so it was just Link and I in the house. And he was running around, and I had Disney Junior on because I was doing stuff. And on Disney Junior comes Tarzan, and he loves that movie. He legit stopped what he was doing to see a three-year-old stop what they're doing. Like 3 year olds don't have the attention span of a fucking goldfish, and like to see what.
Yeah, I was gonna say, yeah, squirrel.
Yeah, so squirrel. Like for him to stop what he was doing and sat on the couch and was like, "Mama, I'm gonna watch Tarzan," and I said, "Okay," and he goes, "Come watch it with me," and I was like,
"Don't want to show human emotion right now."
Well, I was doing something. Like I was in the middle of like cleaning and just doing Saturday shit, like
cleaning.
Maintenance shit.
What's that?
Not going there with you.
What's
so Anyway,
do you teach other wives what
cleaning is? I'm not going there with you. Okay. I'm not doing it. This is not woo bro. Anyway, so I had to sit there and through the whole beginning of the movie, and like he hadn't seen it in a while, so like now he knows what death is. He didn't know what death was before, so now he knows that like the cheetah kills Tarzan's parents. Damn. And like so he looked at me, he's like, mama, they died? So I'm like, yeah, papi, like they died. So, and then I had to sit there and like watch. I've sat there and watched Tarzan with him while You'll Be in My Heart is on, and like the whole like that whole scene is going on. But now that he knows what's going on, I was like, I can't do this. Like, I cannot.
That song is very different. That song is very different when you're an adult. When you're a parent.
Yeah.
When you become a parent. And I was like, oh no, this is, oh shit, this song is like, oh my God. It's very different. It's very much like Coco in the sense of, spoilers, when you listen to the song Remember Me, mm-hmm. Throughout the movie, it's very easy to think that the words, because of the words to the song Remember Me, it's very easy to think that it's meant for lovers.
Right.
From, you know, from a man to a woman or woman to a man. Right. So remember me, blah, blah, blah. But when you find out towards the end of the movie, you find out that it was for a father-daughter. That song completely changes within the time span of a movie.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I listen, my son loves that song. Loves that song. He sings it all the time in English and Spanish. He loves that song. But when he's singing it, he doesn't know what the words mean. And I'm watching my son sing this about you know, a performer who's singing this to about his daughter that he misses. And I'm like, oh, dude, you have no idea. You're fucking killing me right now, man. You're killing me. I mean, it helps that he doesn't know all the words. And, you know,
he just goes, remember me.
That's really cute.
It's adorable.
It's adorable. That's what helps calm the
tears.
The tears.
You can't, really take them that seriously.
Yeah, you should hear him. He's fucking great. Fantastic.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Please video that. I need to.
He's Michigan J. Frog.
Dude, this dude is the fucking moment, worst.
But like, you, there's times where I just.
What the fuck? Error.
You've never heard him say that?
I know who Michigan J. Frog is. I just
everybody
wasn't
should
expecting that.
Yeah, no, that's what he
what
is. Though.
That's what he is because every time, you try to take a picture of him doing something cute, like,
this kid is a fucking performer. This kid,
he really
he's in
is.
The car. He's fucking. He starts dancing, and I don't know. How he came up with this dance, but this is his dance.
It's so cute. Like, he puts one hand up in the air and then one hand on his chest. Like, he's dancing with somebody and he, like, wiggles around. Like, he's doing some, like, salsa merengue stuff. But then I know where he got it from, and I'll tell you where he got it from. But
no, but I'm not talking about that dance.
Which dance? Oh, this dance?
Every dance. The one he was doing right now to Super Mario Brothers 2 theme song.
Oh, that was really cute.
He was just, but, he comes up with these moves that I'm like, what? I don't like that. I've seen that one once where he's dancing with somebody. That's obvious. That he got that from a movie, I'm sure.
Right.
Where somebody's dancing together. That's fine.
He's got a big sister. He got it from Princess movies.
He got it from Puss in Boots.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Because that's Puss.
That's fine. But I'm just saying, like, he does all these, like, he just feels the music. Like, you could see him feel the music. Yeah, he's dancing. And then the moment you put the fucking phone on him, bro, the moment he turned up front, and he immediately goes, no. Oh, and then he'll go, no.
Dude, I could be just looking at my phone, sending a text message, and he's like, no me tome foto, mami. And I'm like, nobody's looking at you, bro.
Listen, fucking Beyonce, calm yourself.
But I had to show him, like, no, look, I'm actually texting. And he's like,
he'll still give the fucking...
And he'll still, like, side-eye you.
Sure, Jan.
Futurama, yeah. Fucking... I don't know about that. Yeah, no, he's but he is a fucking... Like, Vanessa, like, he's shy around people that he doesn't know. He's super shy around people he doesn't know, which is hard for me to say because I'm not that person.
No, he's like me.
He's super shy. Yeah. But when he gets comfortable,
once he opens up,
Jesus, this kid is such a fucking character.
Shut
oh my
the
god!
Fuck up.
No, I know. Like, a couple of weeks ago when we were here, he kept going, Dee Dee, because he was caged up already.
Yeah, he was just looking for an out, man. He was like, dude, somebody get me out of here.
Yeah, no. Titi querido. And yeah. I was like, you never even give me the time of day. Well, the other day when Jeff was here, and then all of a sudden these kids were like showing, because we have in the kitchen, we have all their artwork like taped to the cabinets. And it was like the Science Family art show, because they were like, Tio Jeff, look at this one. And Tio Jeff, look at this one. Tio Jeff.
It's avoiding bedtime is what they're doing.
I know what they're doing, but they were just like on fire. Like, look, and look at this one, and look at this one, and look at this one. And Tio Jeff, and Tio Jeff. And he was like, which way do I look? Because they're on opposite ends of the cabinets. But yeah, they're fun. Kids are fun.
That's hilarious, bro. Michigan J. Frog, what a fucking left field comment.
But it's the only reference.
No, I understand. It's the best way to describe it.
It's the only reference I can give to that, because he does that. He does this whole thing where he was like, I'm just not going to.
Oh, you want to take a picture of me being cute? No, thanks.
That's hysterical.
All right, guys. Hey, let's pause here real quick, and then we'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready, Freddy?
Okay, thanks for holding, guys. We're back.
What is it with that voice?
I don't know.
I don't know, but she does it every time.
I'm making fun
of you. That's how we established that she could never be like a phone sex operator unless somebody was a pedophile.
Oh my god. She can never be a phone sex operator because she says ick and yuck at every little thing.
Oh, this is
so
fun.
Grab my cock. Yuck. This is what I'm paying for?
Why are you here?
Because you asked him to be.
Damn it, it's my fault. It's always my fault. Okay, guys. So what's going on?
The four of us were at dinner the other night.
Yes, we were. Oh, because last Monday, we went roller skating.
We found out, I've actually known about this for a couple, I don't know if this has been like everybody's known about this, but I knew about it, that the skating rink that was opened when we were kids is still open. It's just renamed something else. It's like under new management.
It's the tip.
Monday nights, it has not changed, by the way. In the really 30 hasn't. Years, it looks exactly the fucking same.
We could say the name. Wheels now.
It used to be Hot Wheels.
Yeah, and now it's
Super Wheels.
Super Wheels. Yeah.
Holy crap. I'm sorry to interrupt.
And the inside is still the same. Go ahead.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Today, the day of recording, is actually Platypus Day.
Shut the fuck up.
I swear to God.
Shut up.
I'm on Twitter and I fucking Googled platypus because I wanted to get that one tweet that talked about Phoebus Affirm.
Uh-huh.
And everybody's like, 6 minutes ago, 10 minutes ago, and I'm like, what the fuck? And it says hashtag platypus day. And I'm like, oh my God. And they said, it's the first Saturday of March. You know what that means. Happy platypus day. And I'm like, get the fuck out. What are the odds? Oh my God. We talking about this. Again, the day that this recording comes out, obviously, it's not platypus day, but the day of recording.
But today is Saturday.
We're recording on a Saturday.
Saturday,
yeah.
In March.
And I'm like, this is the fucking, what are the odds that we talk about this absurd animal the day of celebrating?
Well, happy Platypus Day, you
happy
guys.
Happy Platypus
Cheers.
Day, guys.
Cheers.
Fuck, I wish I would have worn my fucking shirt.
David has a Perry the Platypus shirt.
Your story checks out. Nobody's doubting you.
Someone gave it to him. He didn't buy it for
sure,
himself.
Jan.
No, they really did.
I can see Dave buying a shirt that you would criticize him for and then wrapping it and then putting a fucking name.
No,
like, oh, somebody
our
gave
friend
me this
Fanny
shirt.
Who you guys both right. know, she buys Dave all of most of his like really funny t-shirts, or his t-shirts that he wears a lot, she buys them for him for his birthday.
Jesus Christ.
I think the name of this episode is going to be Happy Platypus Day.
It might not be.
So, but for now,
for now, it's Happy Platypus Day.
As we move forward.
Anyway,
so we went skating.
So we went skating because we had been wanting to do... We hadn't done anything like the six couples for a while, and we had been trying to plan something.
There's three couples.
You're
six
right.
Six people. Hashtag Stephanie Math.
No, it's... Shut up. I meant six
numbers
of
are
us.
Hard.
I meant six of us, and I said, but you're right. Sorry. Whatever.
Numbers are hard, guys.
We hadn't done anything in a while, so we...
we went...
Which is my fault.
No, it's not only your fault. We all have complicated schedules.
Yeah, but his is the most complicated.
Mine is cray-cray. Yours are complicated. Mine is obscene.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
And this is not a brag. This is a... I'm blowing the blame on me. This is not bragging about it. I'm like, no, this is something that this is something that I wrestle with often, okay? Because I love my career, but it just takes a toll on my friends the most. It suffers my friends.
His friends, not his children, his friends.
No, because my children see me more than my friends do.
This is true.
So, no.
But we talk to you all day, every day.
No, you text me.
Same thing.
We're still talking to
you.
We're
in communication.
Okay. I'm in communication with my children as well on a daily basis.
Not as much as we are with our friends.
Well, that would be weird if we fucking... Nobody talks to their children as much as they talk to their fucking co-workers.
It's true.
Nobody.
This is true.
You know who does that? Creepy fucking people who homeschool their kids.
I don't have homework.
Don't say that. We might have people who homeschool their
kids. If you homeschool, talk to us. Send us an email. Mm-hmm. Mamas and Merlot, MOMMASANDMERLOT@gmail.com.
So anyway, we... Chrissy was getting out of work late, so they couldn't come to dinner with us. But the four of us, David, Vanessa, and Ari, and I went to dinner prior to...
That seemed really hard for you.
I forgot. I had like a blank moment. I was like, who the fuck?
The three of us plus
Twitter
David.
Handle called Queer Platypus Eric.
Oh my god.
Shut up.
You're so with the fucking platypus.
Let me see.
You know you want to.
He looks like Spencer Pratt a little
Make
bit.
Make a picture.
Okay, he's covered at least.
Let me see.
All right. Hold on. So that's his profile. That's his picture.
Do I touch this?
Yeah.
He's covered at least.
Oh my god, you know who he looks like?
Queer?
Someone. No.
Don't
I don't want to say,
don't say,
it
on
say
air.
The name.
If it's a real person
it's
and
a
not
real
a
person.
Celebrity.
Hang on. Go ahead.
His Twitter handle is Queer Platypus 7 because apparently Queer Platypus 1 through 6 were taken.
Wow.
Well, maybe it means like 7 days of the week.
So, okay. We sat down to eat. And
we found Nate's doppelganger.
Chrissy's
son.
We're pretty sure that Nate was getting kidnapped, but that's a different.
Yeah, that he kid, wasn't.
He wasn't.
He wasn't.
There was a couple with a child that looked
so much like Nathan
that we were like, we had to text Chrissy a picture.
But it was
like,
even creepy because they took him outside and changed his shirt.
Right.
Like, we see you.
I mean, we knew where Nathan was. Nathan was with his grandparents. Like
he was safe.
You know, there was no way that. This was, and the kid looked different enough from Nathan that we knew it wasn't him.
Obviously. But had Nathan seen us, he would have said hello.
Right, exactly. Nathan knows who we are, so.
Perry the Platypus and Squidward are voiced by the same person. Go ahead.
Are you just looking at platypus facts now?
No, I was just on Twitter and I searched platypus, and today happens to be Platypus Day, so there's abundance of fucking facts on Twitter.
Right. So
I'm
going to
say facts with a quotation, hard quotes.
I don't remember how it came up, but Neri started... I think asked me.
Well, this is the reason.
This is
how
I came thinking
up.
About.
This is the reason it came up before because you said this. You retold the story to Chrissy that night, and it made it seem as if I propositioned you. So I gotta come in with context.
I didn't mean to make it seem that way.
But so this is the way. So it was funny. I didn't care. But I was just like, context matters. So this is the way it happened.
Context clues.
The previous week, my wife, I was starving, and I'm on this diet with no carbs and no sugar. So while I'm at home, I eat a lot of eggs. Right? There's eggs.
Oh, yeah.
Eggs
That's
and
what
meat.
She said.
That doesn't make sense. So then my wife goes, do you want me to go buy you eggs?
That's only in Spanish, babe.
Oh.
So my wife.
Huevos.
Yes. My wife, it was 11:30. I break fast at noon. It was 11:23 to be exact. And she was like, do you want me to go buy you eggs? And I go, I'm not going to make go to this fucking store just for eggs. She goes,
it's the day that we went on our date?
Yeah, stop. Yes. So my wife goes, I'm just gonna go to the store and be right back. I'll be back by noon. It's just go to the store, get eggs. I'm like, okay.
And then she went to Target.
Missy met you
at
Target.
Missy met you at Target.
Unplanned.
Right.
It was unplanned.
Not only was it
unplanned. It may have been unplanned, but she talked about it in the chat. Do you want me to go with you? Oh my God, I'm going to be there. Wait for me. And she even fucking did. An hour and a fucking half later, hour and a half later, my wife was still not home with fucking eggs. And there was nothing to eat in the house. And I didn't want to be that guy.
There was stuff to eat in the house. He just didn't want to eat it because it's diet.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm trying to fucking eat healthier. I apologize.
Eating 7 eggs at a time is not healthy.
It's no carbs and no sugar. And I didn't eat 7 eggs at a time. It's not like I eat 7 eggs at a time every time.
It's also less than what Gaston eats. Yeah, so, you know,
way less. This is true. She stole my line.
I got to it before you did.
Because I said that to her that same day. So, we were in a group chat.
I'll tell you why I said it though.
We were in a group chat and I was like, can somebody let my wife know that I'm fucking starving? Where did she go with these for these fucking eggs? I don't understand what's happening.
She's waiting for the chicken.
And then Stephanie goes, hey, I'm out of work early that day. You got out of work early that day and you were like, oh, do you want to go to
You said,
does anybody want to go have lunch? Because
you were starving.
I was fucking starving. I'm like, dude, I'm going to go somewhere. Does anybody want to go with me? Because I'm fucking starving. And then Stephanie was like, yeah, I'll go to whatever, our Cuban restaurant. I'm like, okay, fine. I'll go.
I said there specifically because I rarely get to go pick up Link from school at the actual time he gets dismissed because usually he goes to aftercare. So I was like, let's just go to this place because it's close to Link in school.
The location of the place doesn't matter for the story purposes.
No, so, it doesn't. So then, but that's why I agreed to even go is my point.
So you wouldn't have agreed to have gone had it not been...
Had it been somewhere else?
No. Had it been farther away from her son's school. You recommended that place.
It's not like I fucking said...
No, she didn't. I did.
She did. Because she said somewhere close to the school.
Right.
So I said, how about that place? Because so, I know that place caters to your dietary restrictions.
So I said, okay, fine, I'll go. And as I'm changing to go, I thought to myself, would David care? I thought to myself, I hope David's okay with this. Would David care? And then, but this is all happened within a matter of fractions of a second. This thought process was a fraction of a second. Was I hope David's okay with this. Would he care? And then immediately go, no, he's got to know that I would never fuck his wife. That me and Stephanie, I would never hook up with Stephanie. And then I thought to myself, man, what would it fucking take for me to like hook up with Stephanie? And that's where it got the wheels in my head turning because everybody's had that thought process of like, for guys, every guy has done this. Like, would you suck a dick for $1 million? Like, we've all had that conversation and thought process.
Right.
And what would be your line? Like, so if you would you do it for $1 million? So would you do it for $500,000? Would you do it for $25,000? So right. We've all had that conversation. So immediately, my thought process was, I hope David's okay with this. Would he mind? Is he okay with this? And I immediately thought, he's got to know that I have no interest in his wife.
Well, here's why I know it's not an issue. Number one, we weren't hiding this. Like, right. This actively happened in our group chat,
right?
That David's where all of us are in.
We're all that seven of us are in. So not only this happened in front of five other people,
right?
So
which is the best way to hide it?
Okay,
I mean, we have learned from
experience. Wouldn't that be the best way to hide it?
I guess.
I mean, if we were gonna fuck that day, would not. I'm not saying me and you. I'm just saying.
Okay, we're getting a little too
real. Too real.
Let's not do this.
All right.
Anyway,
you know, I could just hear David. I could just picture David listening to this, going,
"What the fuck?"
I could just picture David listening to this, goes, "He's right. I was okay with this, but now I'm not."
How dare you have lunch with my wife 3 weeks ago?
So,
man, if there was somebody to be able to pull back some old shit, true. It would be fucking David.
Yeah,
and he would have plenty of reasons. Like he would write a thesis.
Yeah, he would.
He would totally write a thesis.
He, so anyway, I was like,
but he would use Wikipedia sources though. Who the fuck does that?
I did when discussing the plan.
I did too. Anyway, so I was like, I didn't think it was a big deal because it's like, we're just friends. Like, there's, you know, whatever. Like, we're just
hashtag
friends.
Friend
and number one. Number two, like, we did it. Like, we weren't hiding it. Like, if it would have been like a secret, like, you and I do have a separate group chat for WooBro that we do talk about, like, you know, stuff on the side for. Usually related to that podcast, sometimes making fun of shit, but you know, whatever. Usually it's like 80%.
This family chat that we have has
so many different branches,
so many like spin-off chats. It is insane.
Can you believe what the fuck she just said?
The amount
are you
of
fucking serious
group
she fucking just said this? Oh my god, he's such a fucking annoying
but
asshole.
The amount
Jesus.
Of group chats I have with the same six people is it is insane.
So Nary and I have, so like if we would have made those plans in our own chat, like,
yeah, that would have been shady.
That's shady. But we didn't.
I don't think that would have been shady either. I got to be honest with you. That I don't think it would have been. Well, don't get me wrong. It's less. Don't get me wrong. It's clear. There's a level of transparency that we clearly had.
Let me clarify.
But I think that if you and I would have been like, hey, if she's not back yet, if you really want to go get something to eat, do you want to go to this place? I don't think that would have been shady because I immediately would have called her and be like, hey, I'm telling her.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, let me clarify that because it would have been shady had we not told our spouses. But even if we had made it in our own chat, like I immediately told David, like, hey, you're still at work. I'm going to go grab a bite with Neri at XYZ place because it's close to Link school and I'm just going to eat.
I'll be honest with you. I tell Vanessa whenever I do go to lunch with a friend, with any friend, male or female or whatever, I tell Vanessa now because... two reasons. One, I'm always away. I work so much, you know, I travel so much that when I'm home, it's like I gotta be with her at all times. Not that I have to be, I wanna be with her at all times. I wanna maximize the short time. So when I'm gonna take, like, a couple months ago, it was like I met this guy on a cruise. I'm like, hey, I'm gonna go have lunch. Do you mind if I go have lunch with this guy? So I run it by her in the sense of out of respect to her because I know that's taking up the little bit of time that she has with me. One. Two, she doesn't have a day job. I'm being completely honest here. If she had a day job and I was going to go have lunch with a friend that I know nothing bad is happening, I don't know if I would tell her. Not that I would hide it, but I don't know if I would be like, hey, well, FYI.
Well, it's different because
was working at
like
the
if time. If you had a day job, Vanessa, I would not be so...
Call me Vanessa.
I know, it's so weird. I wouldn't
I don't think I've ever heard him call you Vanessa in the 10 years that I've known you guys.
But
I've known you longer, but in the 10 years that I've known you guys together, I've never...
But I would... If you had a day job, I would never, I don't know, not that I would never, I wouldn't be as adamant as I am about filling you in on stuff because if there was nothing to hide, I don't feel like, why do you need to know every little aspect of my life? Like, I tell you now because there's legitimately a
because it affects me.
Because it affects you because you're like, you know what I mean? We don't have
reclaiming
time.
Reclaiming my time.
Yeah, well, yeah, it really
well,
is.
We
had this conversation. Even she told me that. Like, there was one time I was like, hey, can I go play basketball with these guys, blah, blah. She goes, you know, you don't have to ask me. And I told her, I go, yes, I do. I'm like, this is a situation where I'm never home. And now I'm going to take 3 hours out of my time of the few days that I am home to not be with you. Yeah. And not be with you or the kids. Yeah, no, I have to run it by you. Not because of permission, but because of courtesy.
Courtesy.
I'm not an asshole.
Let's say we had made the plans in the chat that you and I have, I still would have told Dave because he was working at the time. If he wasn't working at the time, I would have told him to come with us. And like, there's end of story. This place that we went to,
I would have not gone.
This place that we went to, why? Dave would have been our...
It would have been funny. Jesus, because it's for the funny. Of course I would have.
Yeah,
I love
you
him.
Ran over my joke.
What's the joke?
I said Dave would have been our third wheel.
Oh, that would have been... Yeah, it was kind of funny. All right. I don't want to say you're right, but go ahead.
Whatever.
This place also happens to be like within spitting distance of where David's grandparents live, and also because it's where I live, and also because it's so close to Lincoln School, a ton of people, I see people from that school there all the time. So when I first sat
down, the best way to hide shit is in plain sight, motherfucker.
When I first sat
this
down,
is all you're all just adding more to the reason why this could have happened.
When I first sat down with Neri, I was like,
oh, actually, she literally goes,
really hope that I don't see anybody here.
No, this is what she told me when we sat down. She goes, it's weird because this waitress has seen me here with Dave 1,000 times.
Yeah.
So I wonder if she thinks that I'm cheating on him. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, you think the waitresses are really thinking about this shit? Like,
yes.
I really...
Yes,
like,
yes,
they are. Because you know why? Because they're women. And that's what women
think.
Because
she's also seen... me and Dave with you two there.
Yeah.
And our kids.
I don't remember that waitress.
Yeah.
I don't remember ever
having
that waitress
is there all the time. And that waitress is there on Sundays when the four of us always go.
I haven't seen her there before. She's the worst.
No,
she was really shitty.
She's been there since they opened that place.
Really?
Yes.
She's so young. To not have a life.
She's been there since then. No, not the waitress that actually served us. Another one.
Oh,
was there, like
okay,
the older lady.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say, our waitress, I've never had that lady before because she sucked.
The older lady that said hi to me that asked me where Lincoln was.
Oh, I didn't even hear her say that. Jesus.
Yeah. So
where the fuck was I? Was I there? Was I even there? Jesus.
You're telling the fucking story.
I know. It's so weird. I feel like all this shit happened that I wasn't, and I was like, what?
When the fuck did that happen? 2 seconds.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that's when I was like, man, I really hope I don't fucking run into anybody because, like, not because I feel like I need to explain anything to anybody, but just because I don't want to deal with the bullshit. And then, like, because of who.
I just want to be accused of fucking Stephanie.
No, well, that's a whole separate issue.
No, it's going to get there. We're going to get to that.
I know. We're getting there. But the reason
to the listener, it sounded what I just said sounded mean as fuck. But you wait, you fucking wait.
Just you wait.
This is fucking
this is nothing. So I don't want to deal with it because I've mentioned before that my father is the deacon at the church of the same school where Lincoln attends. So I went there. David went there. Like there are very few people that don't know who I am.
Oh my God.
So wow. It would and shit spreads really
quickly. Hashtag humble brag. Sorry.
No, it was just a brag. It wasn't a humble brag.
There's nothing
humble about me. So there's just, I don't, and things travel quickly and rumors get started. So I was just like, I just really don't fucking want to deal with all that bullshit, especially with somebody that I've known for 10 years and is like, literally strictly a friend. Like nothing will ever like Taylor Swift, we are never ever getting back together, like that ever like ever happen. So then Neri brings it up at dinner the other night.
Saying there's a chance.
I'm not even saying one in a million.
So you're saying.
So Neri brings it up at dinner the other night, and you can take it from here.
Yeah, so I brought up the fact that the story, I was recounting the story of me getting ready, going, I hope David's okay with this, and immediately knowing that he's okay with this. Like, I didn't, that the extent of my thinking about David was literally like, I hope David's okay with this. He wouldn't mind. Nah, fuck, he knows I wouldn't fuck her. And then I made the comment of, telling what would it take. Again, every guy's had this conversation about XYZ, like what would it take to suck a dick, what would it take to do this, and what would it take, and it's always sex related, and would you fuck this, you know, disgustingly, you know, this person who we all find physically grotesque, you know, we all guys are assholes, man. We've had that conversation at work. I've had that conversation in offices.
Work.
Yeah, in offices. I've had that
very
conversation.
Very professional.
Like, you hear that, corporate America?
Yeah, would you, like, our group of friends,
hashtag professional AF.
Our group of friends, which includes Chris from the Mont Geekmore podcast, we would all do that shit. We were like, bro, if you had to fuck one, our boss.
Didn't you guys do that to Chris? Like, you put his phone number with some, like...
No, we didn't do that. Was like, God, I wish I could take credit for that shit.
That was a crazy ex.
I wish I could take credit for it.
That was a crazy ex.
It's brilliant. Somebody put Chris's...
It really is. It's such a great idea.
Somebody put Chris's phone number.
No, his wife's phone number.
No. Let me get to that story first, because it happened to Chris first. They put his phone number on a Craigslist ad for a free fucking car.
Oh, yes.
For a free car.
I forgot about this.
For a free car. And it was a shitty car, so it was very believable. It was like,
come take it.
Whatever. Yeah. It was like, hey, I don't have money. I can't pay for the insurance anymore. It still runs. If you want it, it's a free car. Just, you have to come pick it up.
Right.
Here's the phone number. And they put his phone number. And it was super
fucking
believable.
Brilliant.
Amazing.
And everybody in their mother, he got bombarded. He had to change his number. He got bombarded. Like, he immediately, they told him, they go, this is the, you know, he got the phone call. I was like, oh, for the free car. He's like, what are you talking about? There's an ad on Craigslist. And so he had to look up Craigslist. He had to flag the fucking post. He contacted, but by that time, it was, oh, man, whatever goes on the internet, it's fucking done. So the entire day, he just got fucking bombarded and bombarded.
That's amazing.
I borrowed a friend's phone number. I borrowed a friend's phone from a co-worker's phone that I knew he didn't have. Chris didn't have him saved on the fucking thing, and I was like, hey man, can I get the car, is the car still available? And he goes, and Chris was a dick. Chris was like, bro, turn off fire, it burned up.
Yeah, he goes, what? That caught
yeah, it caught on fire. He's like, yeah, I turned it on, somebody came to pick it up, I turned it on and it caught on fire, man, I'm sorry. And I'm like, and I'm like, no, I'll still take. And I was like, and I'm here in my seat with my friend, with my co-worker's phone, laughing and going like, this motherfucker. And then he didn't know it was me, and I was like, oh man, I was like, can I still get it though, can I still get the, I mean, maybe I could bring it back to life, maybe I could do it. Nah, man, it's gone. I have to, whatever.
Total loss.
So yeah, so somebody did that to him. I wish I could take credit for that. This shit is hilarious.
Oh my God, but I remember when Chris was telling people that it caught on fire, because I used to sit next to him when that happened. Yeah. He's like, I should tell this person that it caught on fire. They didn't know he was talking to you.
So I was, no, that was via text. I don't know.
Right, I didn't know he was texting you. That's
so
sure.
That was so that's happened to Chris.
Oh my god,
he had to change his number. He had to change his number because they kept calling. Even like the for like 2 or 3 days, they kept calling, and he was like, "I gotta." Even though he flagged it through Craigslist, it still didn't get off in time. So then, do we want to say that the whole thing about the other thing?
Well, I mean, real fast, like the same thing happened to his now wife when they started dating. Somebody put her phone number on Backpage.
Yes.
And they were like, and it was like a.
But they put it with a picture and it was like,
it was not good. It was
not attractive.
Not attractive. It looked like a 45, 50 year old mother of three, but like not like.
Like she was rolled hard and put away wet. Kind of thing.
It was like,
it was
bad.
It was, but it was my friend's phone number.
Somebody once told me that's not a MILF, that's just a mom. Like it, oh, like that.
That's
like,
so painful. Yeah,
that hurt my soul.
You know who they, but you know who they said terrible. That about? You know what my friend said that about? Who? My friend said that about the lady that I banged, remember? Mm-hmm. That you are disgusted by?
Mm-hmm.
That about her. Like, that's not even a MILF, that's just a mom. That's what they said about her. And I was like,
that hurts my soul.
Yeah, and I was like,
that's
oh,
awful.
You're right. But I remember when I was told that,
that's
like,
really insulting.
Terrible. We're sorry. Sorry. Yeah. Say you're sorry.
I'm not sorry,
Nate. No. That woman is just a mom, but the fact that somebody said that is really mean.
But that's like, I think that was the funniest thing because that goes to prove to you that guys would fuck anything.
Well, yes, because, I know that. Yeah.
Because they put this.
Kill it! I refilled it twice.
They put this picture. They put a picture of a woman. They put
twice,
a picture.
Hiccup.
It was like 3 drops. I came out when I was gonna give you.
They put a picture of
sharing
like really. Really unattractive woman,
but they looked like they were prostitutes. Like
yeah.
it wasn't.
Yeah,
it wasn't
in lingerie.
Like,
it was in lingerie.
It wasn't even lingerie. It was like streetwalker clothes.
No, it was lingerie, man.
Was it? I don't remember.
Yeah,
it
was but there's like lingerie and there's like trashy shit.
It was trashy,
but it was like it wasn't affordable.
They used like pictures of different women. It wasn't even the same woman.
I don't remember that.
I remember it was like a blonde woman and there was a brunette, and I think one of the pictures of the brunette, she was kind of reddish hair. Like they were different people.
I don't remember
pictures.
That at all.
I looked at it a bunch of times.
Anyways,
but I did research. Committed it to memory.
But Chris's now wife, then they weren't married. Then had to change her phone number because there would be so many guys.
She got messages. She got like voicemails like, of dudes jerking off. Like,
yeah.
You could hear them like breathing heavy, and you would hear like. It was bad.
Gross.
Yeah, gross. But every fucking body listened to it. Everybody, I want to hear it. I want to hear it. Yeah. Fucking gross. Get out of my face.
Yeah, I would have done the same thing. Gross, but like, please let me hear it.
Yeah, we would listen to it.
100%.
But I don't understand why guys think that's attractive to leave a message like that.
Why do they think it's attractive to send dick pics?
Well, I don't know. Let's ask David.
No, that's
my husband. I'm saying like
dick pics are different because guys have the mentality that if you see it, you'll be like, oh, I want it now, so I'm gonna go find. And I know that's not the case. But that's
hiccup.
The mentality that guys have. You know why? Because guys have.
It's the naked man.
I think people
it is the naked man.
No,
right.
I think people have the mentality in general that this person
dick pics are the new naked man.
That this person would like whatever I like. So guys get turned on by that. Like if a woman sends a guy a picture of themselves, we're like, that's an invitation to us.
Right.
So, and we gladly accept that invitation. We RSVP ASAP. However, guys cease to understand. And I think people cease to understand that just because you like it doesn't mean that the other person likes it.
Yeah.
And I think that's just what happens. But with men, it materializes in disgusting, nasty shit like dick pics. And I think that's the issue. But like I said, she had to change her fucking phone number. That's how many calls she was getting.
Wow.
And God forbid they would have put a fucking supermodel on.
Yeah. There. Like, had they put an actually attractive person,
I would have understood phone, maybe.
Yeah.
But it was. Her phone was ringing off the fucking hook, man. She was like, I couldn't.
Crazy.
It was insane.
She goes, I can't even make a phone call because as I'm dialing, there's a fucking call coming in. Like, she could not make a phone call. That's how bad it was getting.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway. So
anyway, going back to dinner.
Going back to dinner, I made the comment of, like, what would it take for me to hook up with Stephanie? And then.
And then I stopped him dead. And
it
go,
would never happen.
And I said, no, that's
no,
what
no
I
but
said.
That's not. You didn't lead off with the killer. You didn't lead
yes,
off. With
I
the
did.
You did not lead off with the kill shot. You're like, it would never happen.
Oh, well, okay. I did say happen. It would never happen.
Great, that would never. And I go, no, me either. Yeah, I know. But I'm like, what would it have to take? And you said it would have to be the most crazy. Like,
well, I said you would have to be like the last human being on Earth. I did say that before. I said the bad thing.
And then I stopped you and I go, you know what? Now it's funny that you say that because I legitimately had this thought. I was like, what would it take for me to hook up with Stephanie, and I would go, we would have to be in a deserted island together for a very long time. And I mean very long time.
Like how long? Like a couple months?
No, I would have to be at least a year.
At least a year. At okay, least, fair. That's fair.
At least that's a year. That's fair. Like realistically, I'm not going to be that guy that would be like, 10 years, bro. No, no. Look, you don't understand. Like that's a big deal for me. Ask my wife. When I leave for a week, I come back, I'm ready to fuck a bed. I'm like ready to put a hole in the bed. Like I'm ready to fuck every day. Like it's because it builds up.
TMI, no, bro. I understand.
It fucking builds up. It's different when you see the person every day. Even if you don't have sex every day, if you see the person every day and you get a kiss, even a kiss and blah, blah, that's to me, first of all, kissing is a very big deal for me. Like that's my jam. So, but that's like, so when I go a week without it, when I go a week, you know, I'm on the road for a week, and then there have been times recently where it's been 2 weeks or 10 days or 15 days, whatever the fuck, I go fucking nuts. So for me to say it will take a year, that's a fucking thing. Like, I would literally be jerking off in the corner with a fucking coconut. That's what I would be doing, jerking off into a coconut, like, oh, shit, yeah.
and then a sexy coconut, bro.
That's a sexy coconut.
So, but then, so he's explaining all this to me.
I'm explaining all this to the table.
To the table, including right.
Her husband.
And me.
And I said that I would rather be thrown in front of a bus. Yes.
Stephanie said, I'd rather be thrown in front of a bus. I'd rather be run over by a bus, I think that's what you said.
No, I said thrown.
Okay.
I'd rather be hit by a bus.
I said
I'd rather be like George O'Malley and be hit by the bus and be dragged under it, which is what happened Jesus to George O'Malley Christ. On Grey's Anatomy.
Than to ever touch me in a sexual manner.
And then Dave and I just looked at each other and we'd be like, we'd hit it. High five.
Yeah. Exactly.
But Dave was like, I'd hit that. And Vanessa was like, yeah, me too. I'm like, all high right.
Five. So yeah. Dave and I are never going to that movie. Yeah.
You guys can never go to that restaurant together.
Yeah.
So it was, I remember thinking to myself, wow. Somehow I was thinking to myself that being stranded on a fucking island and jerking off into a coconut would be very crazy. Like that
you
would be
said
like,
that you would rub yourself raw before you would have
yeah,
sex.
Yeah, I would.
Me.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and like then, I said, a year. I said a
and
year.
And then I was like, you know what? If we were on this island and we were
and there's a bus
to agree, and there's we no this, bus.
If
on
we were on this island,
no, there's no bus on an island because we're.
Well, how do you get to the other side of the island without a bus?
Take the bus pass.
I don't know. Ask the professor. So I was like, and then we started like talking about the island scenario where I said that it would have to be from the back because I don't want to make eye contact with you. And then you said that you would be thinking of the hot coconut the whole time.
I'd be looking at the coconut and put the coconut in a situation where my point of view.
Like, but does the coconut have like a drawing like Wilson from Castaway?
No,
it's just a regular coconut.
It's a regular coconut.
Is it but like there's a plain old coconut?
Is that like the coconut?
The top is cut off because that's where it jizz into is the inside.
So there's
the
no coconut.
Coconut.
Instead of you've replaced coconut milk with your semen?
Right.
With man milk?
Man milk. Is it like the coconut army from Moana?
Speaking of which.
It's a kakamura.
Or bukkake that I just had Vanessa.
That was a nice transition.
That was a nice transition.
That was so awful.
So Vanessa and awful. My wife and I were watching a movie. We were watching Why Him with Bryan Cranston and
Was Franco. It not Franco. Good?
It was good.
It was great. Yeah. It was actually really good. I liked it.
It was okay. Good. It's a good date movie.
It was enjoyable.
It's a good date movie. It's a good comedy. It's a good,
it was like a fun.
You get a couple giggles.
It's a fun movie, yeah.
It was good. Okay.
It was funny. It was good. And so we were watching it, and in it.
Apparently the story was by Jonah Hill.
Yeah.
Didn't know that. Yeah, but it makes a whole lot of sense.
We found
when you know
out
that and
after the movie, after we saw the movie, it said the credits. Was like directed by, and then the next one was like
story by.
Like, Jesus Christ, what are you? So so in the movie.
It's delete.
In the
is it a dick pic?
Yeah, but it won't delete.
So in the movie, he mentioned the word bukkake, but he was just spitballing ideas. Like
his house has its own kind of Siri thing called Justine. So Justine was replaying his ideas.
His ideas from the previous day.
Okay.
And he was just fucking around with
titles.
With titles, and they're all what's the word I'm looking for? Where that
alliteration?
Alliterations, where it was like, what do you say? Banana bukkake or some shit like that.
So, yeah.
Or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was like, oh, yeah, that's an awful idea. Like, James Franco live was saying, oh, yeah, that's an awful idea. And then he goes...
But he was with Bryan Cranston.
Bryan Cranston. So Bryan Cranston plays...
Which is his girlfriend's father.
Girlfriend's right. father who's super square.
Who's the girlfriend?
super hot chick from Before I Fall, which is the movie that made my top 10 that I told everybody should go
Zoe
watch.
Zoe Deutsch?
Yes.
Got it.
Wow. That's very impressive.
She knows all this kind of useless stuff.
Yeah, I do.
But she's been in nothing. I don't know. That's freaking surprising.
No,
she's been in Zack and Mary's.
I'm
pulling it up.
The cruise show on Disney.
Oh, she was on the Suite Life on Deck.
Yeah.
Oh, no. She was in Girl Boss. No, that wasn't her. No. She was in something.
It doesn't matter. My point is that
she's Bryan Cranston
plays somebody who's very square and says, "What's that?" And he goes, "What?" And he goes, "Yeah, Bukkake, what's that?" So to avoid an awkward conversation, he goes, "Oh, it just means like you're in a bad situation where like crazy things are happening around you."
And she was in Dirty Grandpa.
Yeah, he's like, "Oh, it's just a bad situation where you feel like things are going around you, everything's around you going crazy, blah blah." So he's not lying.
You're overwhelmed.
Overwhelmed. He's not lying, but he wasn't telling him what actual Bukkake was. Of course, later on in the movie, Bryan Cranston drops that reference, like, "Oh yeah, it's like the Bukkake Rami is going crazy," and they're like, "What the fuck? What?" Everybody's like, "What's going? What Bukkake? What'd you say?" And he goes, "Yeah, the Bukkake," and he was like, "Yeah, it means overwhelmed and blah blah." And there's somebody else in the movie goes, "Let me explain to you, that's not what it means."
Megan Mullally plays her mom.
Oh, yeah, okay,
I love her.
I do too.
So that part in the movie happens. So then I'm laughing, and Vanessa, my wife, is like, "Like, is that what it is? Is that what Bukkake actually is?" And I was like, "Wait, what?
You don't know what Bukkake is?"
She doesn't know Bukkake. So I
don't need to know what it is.
So then I explained to her. So then I read to her the actual definition of Bukkake. I read to her and she goes, "Oh."
For our listeners that may not know, please define it.
Well, again, I'm going to read the actual definition because I don't want to
mislead anyone.
A type of sexual activity in which several men ejaculate on another person, usually a woman. That's the thing. Bukkake occurs when a group of men, perhaps 50 or more, manually stimulate themselves to climax and proceed to squirt warm ectoplasm onto the face, hair, body, or into the eyeballs, ears, or mouth.
Oh my God.
Of one person. Gross. Like, they all do it on one person.
Yes, I know what Bukkake is.
I know now.
Well, the listener knows that as well. So
this is so not Mamas and Merlot information.
No, this is like Woobro.
I'm totally hijacking this episode. I'm totally.
I was
totally
going to say we just edit out the intros and just make this a Woobro.
This is totally a Woobro. So, but the whole point is that I told her what it was, and then I sent her three pictures.
He was like, "I'm going to send you pictures," and I'm like, "That's completely unnecessary."
I sent it anyway. And then
I didn't check my phone for 20 minutes.
It was awesome.
And then I
didn't even ask her to check her phone. I was just like, "This is the longer it took for her to check it, the better it got." I'm like, "Oh my God, she's totally gonna fucking freak out when she sees it." And she saw the pictures and totally. We'll put them up on the Tumblr.
Did you just airdrop?
We'll put them up. No, because she could decline that. So I just fucking texted to her because she can't decline a fucking text.
And then the best thing is that, like,
I told you to block him.
I know. I'm about to.
Block my text. She can't block my text.
Yes, she can.
I can just block you as a contact. Period.
Exactly. she can undo it.
I have my Do Not Disturb usually on because I turn it on when I go to sleep and then I forget to turn it off during the day, so I didn't even get the alert that I got the text message. And then I turn on my phone, I'm like, "Oh, I have some text messages from my husband." Not fun.
What did you send her?
Do you want
to see? I guess I have to see.
I sent it to the guys today. I go, "Hey, this is what," because I told the story to them yesterday, last night, and I told them, "Hey, this is what I sent. These are the pictures that I sent her when explaining what Bukkake was."
Here you go.
Oh, Jesus.
Here you go.
Wow. Lovely.
Mm-hmm. It was.
That doesn't even look real, right? That looks like it's a movie, like in a fucking ghost passed through them. That looks like a ghost passed through them.
You know what it looks like? Have you ever bought like the milk and honey soap?
No.
So
yeah, I think I know what you're talking about.
Like, there's some soaps that I have, every time I've bought them, I've said, "Hey, it looks like jizz," because they have that color,
right. Yeah,
you know, that same coloring, and that's what it looks like. Like someone just took that, like a giant jug of it, like a BJ's Costco size of it.
Yeah,
BJ's is very accurate.
Well, that's why I said it. And just like poured it over somebody.
Gross. Yeah. So
why is that fun? Like, I just
oh look, you're hey, this is like, I know it's fun to send you the pictures. I would never be involved in a bukkake. Like, I would never be involved.
It's literally a sausage party.
That's all it is. It's a, like, that's not, I'm not down for that. I'm totally down to come on a woman's face by myself. Maybe one other guy. Like, if I want to be that guy that's crazy adventurous and has that fucking threesome with a, with their best friend, I'm not saying I would do it. I'm saying I could be like, let's we, there's a, there could be a conversation had about that. There's not a conversation about bukkake. Like, hey Neri, there's a bukkake going on. All right, man, that's cool, man. Do your thing. I'm gonna get the fuck out of here. Like, I would never.
I'll meet you at Taco Bell. Yeah, later.
Fuck that. You know, matter of fact, I don't think we could be friends anymore, dude. I gotta be honest with you, man. I don't judge people, but we can't really hang in the same circles anymore.
So you mean the way I found out what bukkake was from a college professor, and I know that sounds creepy.
Right after Stephanie goes, is there anything I can do for extra credit? And he goes, well, now that you mentioned it.
There's this thing. Let me explain.
There's a situation. We had a girl, but there was a falling out.
Someone dropped out.
Let me explain. I took a pop culture literature class in college, and the professor, we went through.
Is that what they're calling it nowadays?
We went through like several very popular book series, one of them being Harry Potter, which I had already read, so I didn't need to.
What chapter was bukkake spoken about in fucking? It was Muggles and Bukkake. Was that what it was?
Let me get there. Harry Potter is the series or piece of literature. I don't know about other, because there's fan fiction for everything.
Of course.
But as far as literature goes, it has the most fan fiction. Like, leaps and bounds, the most fan fiction. Like, nothing comes close.
I think it has the most reader, like, hasn't it had like the most people bought the books? Like, isn't it like record breaking?
I don't know.
Like, that in the Bible. I think the Bible is
the only Bible one is the number one selling book of like all time. Ever. Right. Yeah. That's
In all fairness, it's had 2,000 years of fucking being on the sales rack.
Cheater. but anyway, but Harry Potter has like the, if you go to fanfiction.net, which
it's
like is
when somebody
like,
goes, oh, Metallica's Black Album. Yeah, but it's been out for fucking ever though. I mean, let's be real. It's impressive to a certain point, but then you go, okay, it's still been out forever. But go ahead.
So
I think they would be proud that I just cross-referenced the Bible with the Black Album.
I think that if you go on fanfiction.net, which there's fanfiction other places besides that place, but that's like the hub, like the main hub for it. I think Harry Potter has over 1 million fanfiction stories.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that was like years ago when I would
when it was cool.
When I would read it. I haven't looked lately. The only time I've looked for fanfiction is when I've looked for Star Wars fanfiction now. He mentioned fan fiction and Harry Potter fan fiction specifically, and he mentioned that there was Harry and Draco bukkake fan fiction, and there were a bunch of us that didn't know what the fuck bukkake was, so he had to explain to us in class
who's
what,
Draco
Malfoy.
Okay, Malfoy. Right.
What bukkake was. So that's how I learned what bukkake was from a college professor.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, I sent her the, and then I sent the guys what was her response? And I sent her her response. I sent them her her response.
I fucking hate you. Why on earth with the earth emoji? I could have gone my whole life without seeing this. And six vomit emojis.
Go to the next one.
So can I please come on your face?
No, I'm saying there's two more. Yeah. There's two. No, but there's
so
two.
So can
more.
I please come on
no,
your
but
face?
There's two more emojis. It wasn't just six. There was like two more.
Yes, there's four in the first one and two in the second one. Four plus two is six. I'm not that bad at math.
I thought it was six in the first one.
I was just trying to send enough emojis to
that's
move
all
the pictures
I asked
out of the
for
screen.
My birthday's Christmas. Can I please come on your face? That's all I asked for you birthday's to read Christmas, part. New Year's, Valentine's, Arbor Day, and 4th of July.
I wasn't telling you to read that part of the
thing. But you gave it to her, so of course she's going to read it.
Whatever.
That's why I delete my shit and that I don't want to see.
And then she goes, not after those pictures. That was her response.
Yeah.
To which I had to stop the movie and be like, hey, listen, I really want to just, I want to put this out there. Like, that's not the same as one, like, that's not what would happen to you. You wouldn't, I mean, it's not the same as me doing that. When that one person doing that, that's not what it would look like.
You've never, like, accidentally gotten it on your face?
No. I did the other day.
He got it on his own face. He bukkake'd his own face.
2 days in a row. No, I did not. No, I did not.
You've never, like, accidentally gotten it in your hair?
No.
In your face?
In your face. That would mean she gives oral.
This is not Mamas and Merlot conversation.
Welcome to Woo Bro. So
God, I hate you so much right now.
Hey, you're the one that asked me to be here, man. I'll take
you
my.
I severely regret that decision. I severely regret that decision.
But I got some in my fate. I was.
But this happens anytime we have a guy on. Like, let's be real.
I was.
No, because we didn't talk about Bukkake with your husband or Jeffrey or Oni or Mike.
No, but with Oni was or a with totally Paul. Different story.
Well, this is true.
Paul wasn't really on. Paul came on for like 10 minutes.
But he was still on. He was there.
Well, that's a whole different
story. I just wanted to bring it up again.
Paul wasn't technically a guest.
Yeah.
But he wasn't the guest for that episode.
That's true.
He was a special guest star.
No, we miss he was you, a cameo.
A cameo, yeah. Yeah. He was a cameo. He was not the guest for that episode.
So... my point of saying this is I was away.
Not that we wouldn't want you on the podcast.
This
Paul.
Is true.
Paul doesn't listen. Stop
I know
it.
He doesn't.
I know. But
so he, I was on the road, and for a week, that time, and I was watching porn, and it Shocking. Shot up, and like it always does, but this time went further than normal, and it hit my
you
fucking.
Laying down.
Yeah, I was laying down. Yeah, I was on my bed. I was laying down.
Okay.
And I got shot in the chin. And I was like, oh, shit. Okay, whatever. Finished what I was doing, cleaned it up, blah, blah. Told her. I'm like, she goes, oh, good morning. How's it going? I'm like, I just shot cum in my face. I came in my face. And then she was like, lovely. And then the next day,
good morning to you.
The next day, it happened again. This time, the first shot on my chin, like it was here.
Why?
It shot, and then, I don't know why. I move my head to the right, and I hear the fucking pillow behind me go, and I got the fucking pillow. Like, had I not moved my head, it would have got me in the fucking eye or the forehead, man. I'm fucking telling you for a fact that would have happened. For a
fact. He would have bukkake'd his face.
That's not bukkake'ing my face. Bukkake is multiple guys. Multiple. There wasn't another fucking person, much less another man in the room with me, motherfucker.
You would have gotten yourself twice. That's two times in your own face.
That's hilarious.
No, so that, yeah, I don't know why I decided to move my head. I was like, move it to the right. Bah! And I'm like, oh my God, that pillow, poor pillow. I'm like, holy shit. Not
poor
sleeping
Kevin
with that
Stewart.
One. Not sleeping with that one.
Poor Kevin Stewart.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to that pillow, bro. I think you should change the sheets on that one. Good time.
At least you didn't think it was hair gel, so, mm-mm. You know.
Well, he doesn't have hair.
Because I don't have hair.
Well, I'm the joke killer, guys. Thanks.
Well, whatever. That's a sensitive subject for bald guys.
So whatever, guys. Well, anyway, I'd rather get thrown in front of a bus and dragged under it for miles.
I'm starting to see.
I don't think any physical. I wouldn't like if it was like, hey, would you rather have sex with? Like, would you rather? Let me say it this way, so Dave doesn't get crazy. Would you rather hook up with Steph or and then insert physical body damage? I'm like, nah, I don't want to do it. Like, I don't want to get physically injured. Mm-hmm. Like, if you said, you know, no, nothing. There's got to be. That's another level of human being that I would rather break a leg than fuck you. Like, Jesus Christ. Like, I don't. No, I don't want to be in a full body cat. That's not good, man. That's not good. No, just fuck
I'm not hoping to survive this bus crash. I don't know if you understand.
No, I understand, but that's. But I.
You're seeing Beetlejuice when they go up into the office and they're like, where's Coach? They're like, he survived the crash. And they're like, we didn't survive the crash.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I want to have that moment where I'm like, I didn't survive that.
No, you said
all this dumb shit. That's what I didn't survive.
Yeah, you said you didn't want to fuck him. You got dragged through the fucking bus, man.
Oh, huh? My God. Mm-hmm.
So take that, listeners, huh? Rather fucking get hit by a bus, dragged and killed. She didn't even say the killed part before.
No, she didn't.
She didn't.
She just said she wanted to get hit by the bus and dragged underneath it. Nothing about actually dying.
Actual death. You know, there's one thing about saying I'd rather die than to fuck you, but to say I'd rather go through excruciating pain first.
And torture.
And then be killed. And then
Sonny,
my life ended.
Please don't hold back and tell us how you really feel.
Jesus.
Oh my God.
So mean.
But I love you.
No, yeah, you're cool. You're a cool chick.
Just not in that way.
But I like the fact that in the chat the next day you were like, this isn't about being attracted or not attracted.
It's not. It's more of about like a brother sister relationship.
No, to me it's about not attracted.
Okay,
I'm just
fine.
Not attracted.
Well,
like I know.
You, that's
like
fine.
I know what it is. Like Steph. Like my Steph. Like, you know, Mayor Senior Steph. Annie Mayor Senior. she's a completely attractive human being. I'm not attracted to her. That's a brother-sister relationship that I have with her. I don't really have a brother-sister relationship with you. I don't. I think we have a friend relationship.
Way harsh time.
No, I think wow. But I think we have a friend relationship.
I said we had a brother relationship. He responded,
he's like, no, I don't want to be your brother.
No, I think we have a friend relationship.
You know what? Where's the fucking bus?
I don't... I, drag me.
I might push you in front of that bus. I'm about to push your ass in front of it.
So
at least she didn't say she would rather throw you in front of the bus. She was sacrificing herself.
Because she's a fucking Terminator and she would have survived it. That's true. What she's fucking saying.
Because I just liquefy into a little puddle.
That's how I just picture. I just picture the bus fucking running over you and everybody like, oh my gosh, she's dead.
T-1000 puddle.
And she fucking gets up and you hear, dun 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 dun, and like, oh no.
No, but I want to be like T-1000 and just like melt into a puddle of liquid metal and then just like come up on the other side of the bus.
Right now, your husband is so hard listening. I know, to this. Right? He is so hard listening. Right? He's like, oh my God.
Did I actually pay attention to the Terminator?
What? You watch it 17 times a year. I mean, something's going to sink in.
Yeah, I know.
Boom, 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 boom. Bukkake. Let's play a drinking game. Let's play a drinking game. Every time Bukkake gets said, you take a shot.
But I, when
to
I
the
was,
face, when he, a shot to the face.
When Neri brought this up to the group,
only
chat,
had a drinking game. I could have a drinking game too.
It came up naturally and organically, and we weren't saying Bukkake 1,000 times.
No, you were saying hi.
My name is Oni. Take shot.
So when Neri decides to bring this up to our group chat in front of everyone for a completely unsolicited reason. To just make me look like an asshole.
What do you mean make you?
It's very difficult sometimes.
First of all, I literally quoted you.
Yeah, but there was no reason to bring it up. It
doesn't matter.
Zero motivation.
Missy needed to be told what happened.
What are you, the president? When you get insulted when somebody brings up directly quotes you? Like, that's a direct quote.
Fake news.
I really don't care.
Hashtag fake news.
Oh, they're making fun of me. We're not making fun of you. We're quoting you, asshole. That's what you just said. I don't understand. That's not.
I'm not.
So, anyways, so I just quoted you.
So, anyway, so he brings that up. And I said, and he, and I'm like, listen, it's not about being attracted or not being attracted to somebody. It's more about like, and this is how I view it. It's more about the type of relationship. It's more of about like, there's just, we've developed a different type of relationship and I just don't see you that way. At the end of the day, that's
there
what
is a difference between I'm not attracted to you and I'd rather get hit by a bus, dragged and killed. Shut the fuck up. That's
it's
not
fucking
that's,
comedy, Neri.
That's not
laugh. Don't be a joke killer.
You weren't laughing. You were adamantly, you were vehemently like fucking putting a staple on that shit. There's a big difference. There's plenty of women that I wouldn't fuck. I just wouldn't go out of my way to die. To be dismembered.
I wouldn't go out of my way to die.
You said I'd rather be pushed. You went out of your way.
This is the scenario. Everybody else is gone. There is just you and me left. Where is the bus?
Where is the bus? So is Neri driving this bus? Because if there's
nobody who the fuck else would be driving this
bus? A Terminator. It's a robot uprising. Or an alien. Or a zombie.
Series
pick
driving
an apocalypse.
Bus.
Pick an apocalypse. Whatever the fucking dominant creature of the apocalypse is driving the bus.
Gotcha.
Question.
Sure.
Question. There's no buses.
Oh, God.
So it's me, you.
Removing buses from society.
We're removing.
Why are you trying to have sex with
I'm
me?
I'm not trying to have sex with you. I'm trying to find
Why
out.
Why are you so adamant about
because
having
this
sex
is what
with
guys
me.
Do. Because guys. Because guys.
What is it about me that you're so drawn to?
This is every guy conversation. Guys have that conversation. Would you suck dick for $1 million? We're not trying to fucking find out if he would suck our dick. We're just trying to find out where the
where
fucking
is your line?
Yeah,
where's
the
my line?
Line?
Okay.
So I'm trying to find out where the line is. Okay. So there's no buses. There's no way out of this by murder. There's no death.
Okay.
You can't get out of this by death.
Okay.
Right? So it's me, you, and every woman on earth. So it's not just me and you, the last person people on earth. There's other women.
So like it's like we have to keep the species going kind of thing?
Or would you do that? Or would you rather just, I'm going to be a lesbian for the rest of my
life? Oh, I would 100% rather be a lesbian.
For the rest of your life?
Yeah.
Really? Even after everything we learned from Q, you would still rather be a lesbian?
Yeah, I think so.
Jesus Christ.
Being a lesbian sounds like a lot of work.
It does sound like a lot of work. But that doesn't necessarily mean that I have to be in a relationship with someone. I just have a lot of sex with different women.
Yeah, it's just sex.
I can just have sex with different women. I don't have to be... What sounds like a lot of work is being in a relationship with another woman.
No, but like...
No, just say women. That's a lot of work. Being in a relationship with women is a lot of fucking
work.
Well,
but I am a woman, so I would be in a relationship with another woman. Yeah,
that's why I give credit to those guys. I'm like, you keep 2-3 women at the same time? That's fucking crazy, dude. How do you fucking...
Dave says the same thing. He's like, I barely have time for the one relationship I have.
I can't even keep that shit together.
Yeah, he was like, I don't have energy for the one that I have. So, but I mean, if it's like a repopulate the species thing and like the survival of the human race depends on it, then like it could be.
Stephanie's like, give me that coconut.
Can we just like turkey base the coconut? Can you just jerk off into something and then like
again? I'm not trying to get ass? You. I'm not trying to get you to do
all
this. I'm just trying to find out where the
gone.
Line. I'm just trying to figure out where the line is. Where is that line? Like where were you?
No, I'd rather be a lesbian.
You'd rather be a lesbian.
I'd rather be a lesbian. Keep going. I'd rather be a lesbian. Find something else.
That's all I'm trying to figure this out.
All right, guys. Well,
how does that make you feel, honey? That your friend.
That I don't want to sleep with your husband.
No. That your friend would rather die than have sex with the person you choose to have sex with for the rest of your life.
Hmm.
How do you feel that your friend does not want to sleep with your husband?
I mean, I'm glad that my friend doesn't want to sleep with my husband because that means I get to keep my friend. But
not your husband. Doesn't mean she gets to keep her husband. It means she gets to keep her
husband. Husbands come and go.
But isn't it?
Friends are forever.
It depends how much money you have, apparently.
That's true.
But
Jackie O steps.
But
number one is for love.
But isn't it kind of insulting that she would rather die than fuck the guy that you choose?
Don't,
that you voluntarily
you're leading
choose
the
to
witness,
fuck?
Sir.
That's
no,
not
but,
leading the witness.
Yes, you are. Isn't it kind of insulting? You are leading her to
okay.
an answer that you want. Let her make
okay.
her own conclusion.
How do you feel about the person, about your friend, would rather die than to have sex with the person that you have voluntarily chosen to have sex with?
All right, guys. So thanks for taking us on this.
We're going to end it on a cliffhanger.
Well, I am glad that she doesn't want to sleep with my husband. That's fine. That's great. Thank you for not wanting to sleep
you're
with my husband,
welcome.
Friend. I appreciate it.
That's not the way you're seeing. You guys are choosing one side of the prism on this one. Oh, she's choosing. Oh, she's not to fuck your husband. No. She's.
Hey, there's.
What happened
she's choosing death.
Wait.
She's choosing
I have
death
a question.
Over fucking your husband.
What happened to my friend in this scenario?
Yeah,
why isn't
like,
she
why
around?
Are you fucking my friend? Why are you trying to fuck my friend?
I'm not trying to fuck your friend.
He's clearly trying to get it, and he's presented me with two scenarios.
Clearly. And I'm not in any
and
of them.
All of them are very possible as well. We're the last humans on Earth. We're on a deserted island, and I'm the last male on the of the species. Yeah, totally
yeah,
believable
with
fucking
with
situations.
The...
Yeah,
but
it's,
what
not
happens
like
to
like, it's not like
Did
I was. It's not like I was.
Vanessa get eaten by a zombie. Is that what happened?
Probably. I'm not very fast.
In the second scenario, it wouldn't matter because I would literally
would
be the last
one.
Well,
yeah, that's true. In the second scenario, every woman on the planet is still alive.
Still alive.
Right.
So why are you trying
male.
To get it in with me if your wife is still
I'm
alive?
I'm not trying to get it in with you. I'm trying to see how where the line is for you to
and
want
I told you
me
I'd rather be
in.
A lesbian, so
that's what I'm
I still
that's,
pass.
And that's where Close my line
I'd
is.
Be in a relationship with me. That I'd be in a you'd be in a relationship with me.
Yeah, I'd rather I'd fuck Vanessa before I'd fuck you.
Well, in all fairness, I would fuck Vanessa over before me. I mean,
well,
that is
know,
a
that's
fair statement. And apparently so were Dave. So
all right, guys. So this just got weird. This week, just a reminder to let's talk about our wine. Shall we? This week we had a sea glass Pinot Noir. I liked it. It was light.
Yeah.
It's fruity.
We went through the whole bottle.
We did. Stephanie and I went through the whole bottle. That explains why this conversation devolved the way it did.
Devolved. Jesus.
What should I have said?
Evolved.
No, that's not what happened.
We took quite a turn at Bukkake and did not recover. So, so that's a sea glass Pinot Noir that I got on clearance at Target. Okay.
How long have we done?
Over 2 hours.
Oh.
Damn.
So we can't even go into my friend's story.
What we can story? And do a two-parter.
No, that's fine.
What friend's story?
No, about the mix-up.
Well, we can. I can release it as a bumper on Sunday.
It's all right.
Fine. Leave us hanging. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much for checking us out. Neri, tell the people where they can find
you. You can find me on this very podcast, What's Up, Bro? And... You can also find me on the Mount Geekmore podcast, MT Geekmore, as well as on David's podcast, Shiver, a horror movie podcast, all of which can be found at geekbro.net by going to geekbro.net, and as well as the other podcasts on the Geekbro Network, such as What's Good,
Mamas and Merlot,
Mamas and Merlot, Zeroes on Hero, The Comedy Fitness, and The Talking Geek, all available at geekbro.net, and soon to be another one that we're, you know, just figuring shit out.
Yeah, it's coming, I promise. And if you guys want to send us...
Wait, I'm sorry. And my comedy, I'm a comedian. My comedy, I'm releasing new videos out every 2 weeks on my Facebook and YouTube. So subscribe to my YouTube channel. Everything's at Nary Signs, which could be found at whatwashisname.com. Don't worry about it. You don't have to learn how to spell my actual name. Just go to whatwashisname.com.
And everything, don't worry, white people.
Everything from YouTube to my Facebook page, Facebook comedy page are on there. So whatwashisname.com.
I don't. I gave you my hiccups.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
So if you want to send us your wine recommendations or any stories you want to tell us, if you want to ask us questions, you can email us Mamas and Merlot, MOMMASANDMERLOT @gmail.com. Same on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We're on Tumblr. I think our Snapchat is still open. I don't know. But just contact us however you please, and we will get back to you. So thanks so much.
Oh, you didn't mention.
Oh, that's right. We got a present.
Well, because...
No, I'm not saying to open.
We got a present from a listener. Thank you so much, yeah. Cynthia. We received your package yesterday.
We were going to do a live unboxing for today's episode, but since Christy wasn't here, we didn't want to do it without her. So when we record next week's episode, we'll do a live unboxing, and then we'll do the episode that we had actually planned for tonight.
Yes.
We'll do
it. So make sure you watch Black Panther.
Make sure you've seen Black Panther if you're tuned into next week's episode.
Especially if you enjoyed our Star Wars recap.
If you enjoyed our Star Wars recap, we will be doing a similar recap for Black Panther, and similar in all respects, ladies. So if you are, that means that I'm heavily searching for T'Challa and Killmonger fan fiction.
Oh my god!
Arthur might throw a little bit of M'Baku in there too. If you liked, you know, the format of our Star Wars fan,
I liked it.
Star Wars recap, which I thoroughly enjoyed.
I liked our Star Wars recap. I thought it was fantastic.
So we will be doing one for Black Panther, and we'll probably do one for Infinity War.
Yeah. Oh my god, yes. And I'm sure a fanfic will be easier Infinity to find
War.
For that.
I'll find a Bukkake one for Infinity War.
Please don't. All right, guys. So thank you so much for hanging out with us this week. We love your faces. And cheers.
That's our winning is done.
Bye.